Blog Talk Radio. Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And we see we have a lot of callers in the queue, so we're going to get right to that real quick, too, as well. But, you know, we just want to go over some things here and say, you know, hey, welcome. And right now it's one of those situations you want to give us a call in here. Give us a call at 646-721-9031 to get your free reading. We're doing angel card readings and that kind of thing, too. So if you want to call in and ask about past lives as well, feel free to do so. Also, right now we're having a special going on where I do private readings as well, that you can actually get a 60-minute reading for $33.33, a 40-minute reading for $22.22, and a 20-minute reading for $11.11. That will be going on until the end of the year, first of the year. The end of the year, first of the year, whichever one you want to look at. Take a look at the situation and just go right into it. I'm telling you, there's great rates. And also, if you've ever been to my website, you also notice that I also do life coaching and relationship counseling. And those sessions are going for about a 90-minute session, maybe a little bit longer. They're going for $77.77. That's a $99 value, which has been dropped down until the end of the year at $77.77. And if you want to take advantage of either one of those sessions, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my webpage, which is actually, what is it? It's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. You can also call me through Skype if you'd rather do that too as well. You know, it's one of those things, maybe sometimes you'd like to see who you're actually doing a reading with. No problem here. I do a lot of work on a random where the people are actually seeing me all the time too anyway. So that is actually a number you can call me through Skype, which actually is 740-601-9835. Those numbers again, the private line is 740-500-8863. Website, that's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And if you want to call me through Skype, that is 740-601-9835. Check it out. And let's get on with our callers. We had a little late getting on the air. A few technical difficulties. Wasn't a big deal to get through and get them over with. So that was the thing. Let's go into our first caller. What do you say? And answer some questions. Also tonight, you can also call in. And if I forget to do it, we can see what your area code means. So it has a tendency to really fit with the idea of what's going on with your life and that kind of thing. And we were just sitting here going over some other information real quickly, too, to sit there and put some things out. Where it was looking into, because we're constantly writing about everything and anything, and actually I'm going to be writing a column in a new internet magazine that's coming out. You should check it out. I'll post it on my website so you can actually see it and everything. And share it with the world, huh? But right now, it's one of those things of actually learning how to love unconditionally and put love out into the world. And you'll be amazed exactly what you pull and attract back to you just with that kind of energy. So let's go to our first caller. That would be area code 718. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what's your name?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you, Psychic Journeyman?
How are you?
Good.
Just trying to adjust the volume here for a minute. I couldn't hardly hear anybody.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
So what brings you into the show tonight, and how can we help you?
About a career question, but I actually kind of reconnected with someone that I was seeing 6 months ago, and for their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They spent my birthday with me, and it was really nice, and I just felt the energy to reconnect with the person as I did Friday. So I wanted to see, you know, he spoke to me about how he really feels about me deeply and all these different things. So I kind of wanted to know, what do you see, I guess sees for us, his opinion. I mean, I'm just kind of trying to get a read on him and understand, because I'm still taking my time with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess how you felt about it overall, yeah.
So what's the situation we're talking about with this guy? What's his first name?
Philip.
Philip? What's the idea of Philip? And you're trying, when you sit there and ask, when you're asking the question, how does, what, you know, what does he want? Do you have any idea? How's it resonate with you?
Well, like I said, I went over there without expectations when mm-hmm. I, you know, spent time with him. So for me, it's just, I'm just taking it one day at a time, and I felt happy when I was there. So I was just curious to, I mean, I don't want to guess what he's feeling, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that's why I'm asking you, like, I mean, because he expressed himself thoroughly, so I kind of wanted to see, like, what you picked up about it.
Okay, it's almost like the idea of seeing if the guy's sincere. Correct?
Yeah, I'm taking my time. I mean, I don't think he's lying or anything like that. I don't feel deceit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's been a couple of days, so
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see how it settled for him.
Okay. I'm not trying to put you on the spot enough. I'm just saying, you know, when I sit here and say, how does it resonate with you? It's the idea of asking ourselves what other people feel and the idea of trying to figure out where we should proceed. And,
well, I mean, not, I guess long-term thoughts, realist, like whatever you pick up about it. I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't even have an expectation as far as, like, you know, it is what it is. I just kind of wanted to just see.
Okay, so what you're saying is you don't want to see, but you do want to see. I got you.
No, I'm saying that when I went into it without expectation, so I just kind of want your opinion versus me thinking things or me assuming things. Do you understand what I mean? I'm open
mm-hmm.
to your observation is what I'm saying.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. I'm just teasing you. You need to relax. You need to take a look at the situation and realize that no expectations, as in not wanting to, it's like your expectations. You do have what you do know what you want, but at the same time, you don't want to sit there and fill in the blanks with, you know, hypothetical situations.
Exactly.
Because I sit here and look at the situation very clearly and say, okay. And when we look at an answer to the question, it said, you know, basically more curious about longevity to see if it could actually be a relationship because of what you felt. I do get the impression you should also definitely trust what you feel too as well, and you should go with that. So the idea of knowing what he wants and doesn't want, it keeps coming back in a circle of saying, no, all you need to really focus on is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that will definitely clarify exactly what you want to do here. And I think that in some sense the word, it's like an old cliche where people are sitting there trying to figure out a relationship because it doesn't go along with anything they know or of experience, so that's kind of a confusing. That's the confusion part. I don't know what I want to do here because he says he wants this and he wants that, and I just want to know too much. And I'm saying take a step back. And it's another thing, too. People have a tendency to freak out when people don't communicate with them all the time. And I always hear that one thing, 2 days. He hasn't communicated with me in a couple of days, and I was just wondering what was going on. I don't know. Life? That's the answer I keep getting all the time, too. Life is going on. It's like I think in some sense the word, we'll sit there and say on the surface, I don't expect him to think about me all the time. But realistically, you do. And makes you feel secure.
Yeah, I guess what I was thinking about now was after I had seen him and I hadn't seen him in 6 months, and you know when you take a few days to think, I guess
mm-hmm.
I was trying to see, now that it's been a few days, I'm not even wondering why he hasn't contacted me. He'll contact me when he chooses to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I mean. After things have been a little settled,
yeah.
What do you see he feels
mm-hmm.
about the situation? That's my question.
Okay. So don't get mad when I sit here and say he sees the same thing you see. You get this thing where you're sitting here thinking about the situation, and you're focusing and doing certain things. I get this impression it might even be going on both sides. It's just the person who's not as expressing as much as you are verbally. I was actually pulling out three cards for you, too. That was kind of interesting. Because the first card came out and says, have a sense of humor. So,
wait,
you're getting too intense.
Again? I didn't hear what you said. Say that again.
The first card that came out, as I was pulling out your cards, I pulled out three cards for you, okay? The very first one is Archangel Michael. Sense of humor.
Sense of humor?
Uh-huh. You need to have a sense of humor. Relationships are supposed to be enjoyable, not stressful and making you feel like you want to throw up. Sense of humor. I was looking at this one here. It's a nice little prayer, too. It says, thank you for helping me see the humor in the situation so I can lovingly laugh at human nature. I am willing to view my experience in a new light in order to attract love and healing energy. So you get this situation coming together. I'm looking at it as, there's nothing wrong with you sitting here focusing on exactly what you want and getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this impression somewhere deep inside, there's a fear that you might not get that. That if you put too much into this with him, it might not be what you think it is. So almost like you're scared of making the wrong decision. That's why it says you need to see the sense of humor in this, to see it as what it is. You know, it's like if you could stand outside right next to you and look at you in the process of the actions that you're doing right now, you'd probably be laughing your butt off.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, it's just the first time that I've, I've moved forward. I've actually met a few other people dating-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, my energy was really drawn to communicate with this person, and that's not normal for me. That's
mm-hmm.
not the norm for me. I usually, if it ends, I just go on with my life. So when this happened,
mm-hmm.
that's why I'm so like,
freaking out.
You know, and I can't even find the words right now. That's why I've been going in circles with the question. And I called them
mm-hmm.
today because I said, you know what, let me reach out. It's been, you know, like I want to let him know. I didn't just like say, you know, hang out with him and run. I didn't want him to think that. And I gave him a call, left him a message. And that's it. You know, I
mm-hmm.
I feel like I did my part in a good way. Like, I'm not hiding from my feelings, but I'm not, like,
mm-hmm.
being, like, I'm not overdoing it either. So that's why I said, like, after all has been settled, I mean, him maybe even hearing my message today, I mean, do you pick up what he thought
yeah.
of us spending the day together on Friday? Like, what do you pick up about his thoughts of the, you know, us being together on Friday?
No, I get more of actions than anything else. I keep seeing a guy, and I keep seeing a smile on his face say true. I wasn't expecting it to be that enjoyable. I don't know what happened between the two of you guys.
We spent the whole day together. Like, we went to eat, we went to visit his school, we went to, like, just hang out, we just, you know, watch the movie together. Like,
mm-hmm.
we just had a really great day.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, what I'm saying is, I'm wondering, I was sitting there looking at the situation, but what happened between the two of you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were saying something about the situation.
Yeah, I mean, we actually felt very close to each other. You know, we didn't become intimate, but we felt like we wanted to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that held back just because I haven't seen him in 6 months, and that's not the first thing I'm going to do with you. I haven't seen you in 6 months.
Right.
So I just
that's
felt
the first
like
thing.
I don't want to do that. that's why I was like, and that's something that I was dealing with, and I was like, oh, Jesus, but, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, it's one of those things you wrestle with sometimes in the situation, but we were actually talking about that yesterday where people are, I had a friend of mine who was sitting there talking about physical attractions. That's what needs to happen first, to see if I want to go forward. And I said, no, it's not the way it goes. Not with the idea of what you're looking for. And she goes, what do you mean? If you're looking for a significant other as your twin flame or even a soulmate, it's not a physical that happens first. It's a spiritual connection. Spiritual and a pure emotional thing where it's like, I know how I feel and I know what I want to do. And that's what you focus on. In the process of doing that, the other person follows through. When you meet each other, it's the essence of the two people actually being attracted to each other, because that's what they were in the sense of the word of twin flames.
Yeah.
They were pure energy. So they're attracted to each other,
that.
Okay?
I completely agree with that. But there's
right.
a really, really strong spiritual connection, and that's
mm-hmm.
why I feel this way, and that's why I reconnected, because it's a spiritual connection that it started with. It all started with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's what they say, too. That's what they said. I was sitting looking at the thing, at this card, and it says, well, the situation that you're in would benefit from your sense of humor. View your experience as if it were watching a scene from a movie. And I was sitting saying that before when I sit and ask you about looking at the situation, and if you sit here and watch yourself, what you get. And it's talking about, keep in mind, as Shakespeare said, that all the world's a stage. So when you sit and look at the situation, you know, I've done this myself. When you acquire and really look at the humor in everything you see, you don't take things so seriously. You start looking at things, and plus it helps you let down your resistance so where you can actually focus and follow your heart to actually see the truth. Once you see the truth, then you know exactly what you need to do in the situation is the idea of letting it play out the way it wants to. I get the impression there is... You said you called him, right?
Yeah, I left him a message earlier today. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, don't call anymore.
No, I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
I did my part, and that's it. Like, why? You said you get the impression and you were going to say something.
Oh, I get the impression of communication.
What about it?
No, so I get an impression of he's going to communicate with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I felt like
that. Okay.
What were you going to say?
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to
keep you hanging. I was just, I was sitting looking at the cards, and I was like, I like these new cards I got because it has prayers at the bottom of them. I just felt like these would really help you out. And so, okay, I need to do this, and this. And I said, yes, you do.
Yeah, so. I'm just thinking. I mean, that's, I guess,
I want
I'm
you to
wondering
relax.
How things resonate. I feel like I can't relax with the eclipse energy. Because
Just saying, when you see a situation, you need to understand that you have a goal, no matter what you're doing right now. And once you understand that, then there's nothing anybody can do to you, or even the moon or planets. I feel like the planets and everything are there, but we also don't. And I put the universe as well. So when you sit and put those two together, it makes perfect sense that maybe the energy is high, but we can learn how to balance that energy out and work for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a lot of people like that. They sit there and they look at things, the moon, and usually it's best to utilize the moon energy as it's going into a full moon, not the full moon itself. So therefore, when you get to the full moon, you've already worked with it. So it doesn't overpower you as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just,
when you put those two together, things are great. But I'm just saying, don't let these things put you in a state of, I don't know what to do. Focus, clear, balance, and say, okay, this is a good thing. And then sit there and look at the situation for what it is, and use it to your advantage, which means you take that information that you know, that feeling, and everything else. And you use that to create the outcome that you want to happen here with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes
we're scared to do that.
But
I just feel like I want to see things clearly. Like, I asked myself that. And that's why, remember when I said to you I went with no expectations when I visited
mm-hmm.
him? I did that because I really didn't have any, and I just wanted to have a nice day. And
mm-hmm.
what I didn't expect was the feelings, the overwhelm of the feelings, the emotions, everything. So that's why I was like, wow, this is something I didn't expect. So
mm-hmm.
I guess I just want to know. I guess I could say I know how he feels, but, like, only that person knows how they feel. And it's been really hard for me to verbalize my feelings lately. So I guess, like, when I called him today, like, did it resonate well with him, or what do you pick up about that?
Well, I get the impression it resonated with him very well. So I was saying you need to relax. And the idea of getting nervous and putting out this kind of energy can actually keep things from progressing further.
Okay.
Actually, it would keep it from happening. It just slows things down.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing I can do. I kind of, if he does contact me within the next day or two, I wanted to invite him to, he always invites me to whenever he has, like, an important event, and I always go with the date. Always, he always brings me with him. And now I have something, and I'm like, oh, should I ask him? I don't know. And I'm like, oh, whatever. What if he contacts me by tomorrow, I'll ask him. If he doesn't, he's going to miss it. Because it's Tuesday, and I'm not going to keep calling. Like, either he catches me tomorrow, or he misses me and misses the event. I can't, I can't, like, and I'm not used to that. I do everything on my own. So that's something, these are the things that have been running through my mind all day. So, you know, but like you said,
I'm just saying,
calm down.
I looked at these things and I was reading some of the things I had written in my journal. We actually had gone over this yesterday where talking about the laws, some the rules need to be broken and looked at differently. When you said look at the situation, I was actually looking at some things that I wrote about going to England and going to Arthur Finley College, which I actually think I spelled it wrong. Anyway, I don't think it matters to the angels if you spell it right or wrong. I think they really pick more up on your intentions.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. Yes, I just pull this out of the blue and just trying to balance it out. So it's just also unexpected. But, I mean, it all feels good. I guess, you know what it is? That he said so much to me on Friday about what he wants. I just listened because I like to reflect, so that's why I'm talking about it now. And I just listened, and he explained what he wanted, and I'm just like, okay, we'll see if you're ready for all that.
Right, it's one of those things that I would sit down and get this book. It's called The Angels Within Us by John Randolph Price. It goes over the 22 angels that govern the inner planes, the inner gateways. And I was sitting there looking at this one, and the first thing that caught my eye was the angel of loving relationships. And it's the angel of loving relationships. Basically, I caught this one comment where it says, you will experience only deep, abiding love in each encounter with everyone, every form of life, for love is governing principle of all that exists. So when you look at the situation and ask yourself, well, I'm going to call him. And ask yourself, in the process of calling, are you calling because you really want to communicate and you want to spend time together? Or is it the ideal, is it a fear that if you don't communicate, there won't be no communication between the two of you? You know, you don't want to put fear into anything, because if the person on the other end of that scenario also has the same fears, then you're putting energy into those fears where they're just going to expand. So it's the idea of calling somebody and say, okay, I'm doing this because what I want to experience here is a love that I've always wanted to have, and to have that with the person I want to. And this is what I feel with the situation, so therefore you focus on that outcome and that picture, and you'll definitely get it. Because I was also looking at this one where it talks about the rule to be broken here is the one that seems very fitting in this situation is the one that says we must place restrictions on how we express our feelings. You know, basically men are told not to cry, which I think is crock. And I look at people going, why do you have tear glands? The idea of expression to me shows a person who's more of a man than anything else. And the same thing with women. The idea of looking at the situation and getting freaked out because the world will sit, because I've had this happen, I've had this a lot lately. I've done readings for people who keep talking about women are warned against being too bold, too powerful, too, I got to look at this word up. I think it's audacious, too strong, or the opposite of all the above. Basically, it's saying that you don't chase after men. And in the sense of this, It's like trying to put it in perspective and say, okay, when you do your little thing and you want to call a guy up, you're not chasing after him because you've already been caught. You already want to have something with somebody because you've already had something with somebody. So, you know, pursuing here, really, that's an illusion. It's, you know, like you said before, I just want to call them and say, hey, I want to go do something. And you should. And you should follow those things all the time. We should not put any restrictions because we don't get the response we want either. Because if you really think and look at the situation realistically, that is not a really loving, caring, nurturing way. It's not love unconditional. Loving someone unconditionally means to accept them for who they are and to realize that person is not always going to do it your way because you're both individuals. And the process of two individuals is what really brings strength to the relationship. And we don't want to hinder that or even the other person. We want that person to feel very comfortable that they can be themselves. And if there's any kind of expectations put on a person that they need to call in 2 days, or if I call you, I want you to call back in 20 minutes. That's going against his nature. And you want to be respected, and you want to be loved unconditionally. Because I've heard this from women. I hate to say this, but most of the people I've worked with are women who keep saying, I want to find somebody who loves me, who accepts me for who I am. And the biggest problem is when you start to look at the situation of the relationship, it's working great. Until they can't return the favor. They can't sit there and go, I can't love you unconditionally. I just can't stand those pants. You know, or something small, even maybe something big. But see, the point is, you fell in love with somebody for the whole. Not the good things, not the bad things. Because when you first met that person, you were already drawn to them, and you didn't know any of these things. So you didn't put any expectations on anything. But once you found out or seen certain things with that person, the expectations come in. And those have a tendency to build blocks between two people and the situation we're in right now where we're talking to you, Lisa, and say, okay, what you need to do here is you just need to feel it within your heart. How does it resonate with you? And follow accordingly. If you feel like you want to do something, call him up. Hey, just go hiking or whatever it is. And I feel like on the other end of that whole thing, you will definitely get a positive response. But like I said before, sometimes we get negative responses because of the way we go into it.
Well, no, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking that if he didn't call me back, that he was busy. So I didn't want to, I figured if he catches me within those 2 days, not that he has to call. I mean that if he's busy. So I'm like, if he's busy, he's busy. I don't want to bother him. That's how I felt. Like,
okay, I understand that, Lisa, but I also know how you are. When it starts really getting into a deep relationship, sometimes you have a tendency to do those things, and it's just like, it's not criticizing or judging you, it's helping you to understand, to see those things before when they happen so you can actually act differently.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't control you and overwhelm you, so therefore you can actually enjoy this relationship like you should have been able to do the first time. And there was just a lot of expectations, you know. And you definitely want to do it differently. I can see it. I can hear it in your voice. That's what we're just saying. We're not saying you're doing it right now, but you do have a tendency when you get deeply in love with somebody, you do expect certain things.
You have to expect certain things. I feel like if you have no expectations, like I feel like if you don't stand something, you'll fall for anything. I mean, it's a give and take. I know that I know how to give,
right.
You know, unconditionally.
You need to sit down too, sweetie. Yes. But I want you to do one thing too. You're right. There's nothing wrong with asking for what you want. But that's also a form of communication. There was also the second card. When I pulled your cards out, I actually have this humongous deck here with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael cards in there. But it seems from what I can see with the cards and picking up what's going on around you, is you can see Archangel Michael with you more than any other archangel right now. So you definitely see that it's helping you to cut loose the past, get rid of the cords, because it seems like there is something strong coming where you don't want it to hinder that. This is here, the second card was actually prayer will help the situation. And the situation is the idea of helping you. I've done this a couple of times too in the process of I focus on certain kind of income, like wanting $1,000 a week. And then I pray to also have the knowledge and also compassion, and also to give me the skills on how to deal and handle so that if it's something I haven't had before, like say I'm focusing on $1,000 a week and I get $2,000, it's the idea of praying for guidance, so therefore that won't overwhelm me and I can actually realize that if I'm getting those things and it's in my lap right now, then I can handle it. And it's just a way of finding skills within myself to do that, to manage that money. It's the same thing with relationships as well. You feel like there's something really strong going on, to the point where prayer and help would definitely help the situation of which way to proceed in direction. But there is a prayer here too at the bottom where it says, "Dear God, Archangel Michael, and any else whom you feel close to," you put that in there like Jesus or whatever, and you say, "I ask for your divine intervention," and describe the situation in detail. "I welcome your help, and I trust and follow your guidance with gratitude and grace. I need a miracle and ask that you send one to me in this situation quickly. Thank you and amen." Like what I would do with the situation here, I would actually say, I ask for your divine intervention in the process of helping me as I'm focusing on, I want to call her Katie, when I focus on her to help us put down the blocks between us and bless us with a happy, loving, joyous reunion. I welcome your help, and I trust and follow your guidance with gratitude and grace. I need a miracle, and I ask that you send one to me and the situation quickly. Thank you and amen. Your third card is basically saying, this is another Archangel Michael card too. I was kind of interesting. Get them all. With Archangel Michael, it says, "You created this situation, and you have the power to change it." And I love these cards, man, because they really fit the situation that you're going through, because that's the truth. You're right. Don't put any expectations on this and what he should do. It's the idea of what you want to happen. So therefore, you focus and realize that you have brought this together, because if you guys would never, this would never have happened if you didn't want it and he didn't want it. And that's a realization to help you understand.
Yes, that's very true. I will say that. I did want to see. I really did. That's the absolute truth.
So you look at the situation and say, thank you. Nice little prayer at the bottom of the card here, too, which says, thank you for letting me lean on your strength and for reminding me of my personal power. Please guide me to manifest and heal according to divine will, creating peace and blessings for everyone involved. So that's what I was saying before. I've seen this a couple times where people call up and they don't get the response that they want. They have a tendency to react in an unfavorable way, and then they get kind of angry because they didn't get a positive outcome.
No. But, you're helping me have the insight to understand. I mean, that's really important to me. That'll keep me calmer versus saying a yes or a no kind of thing sometimes. Seeing into the
But the next two cards, right, the next two people, next two cards that came out on top of those, I'm going to do a little pyramid for you, okay? There's two cards I put on top of those. So we have the sense of humor, and prayer will help the situation. And the card I capped that one with was positive thoughts create positive results. So they're just reaffirming what we just kind of went over, which kind of gives you more confidence and go, okay, I know what to do now. And there's a nice little prayer at the bottom of this one, too, where it says, divine love and wisdom. I call upon you now. I know that my mind and emotions are eternally and continually connected to you. I ask my higher self to be aware and conscious of the love and light that is within every person and situation. So therefore, you're a person, he's a person. So it's basically when you recite this prayer and say that, you know, there's love and light within every person and situation. It's the ideal of the sense of humor and the prayer and using these as a combination together, and realize if you do follow your heart, you will see this. You will see this in every person and every situation. So therefore, it just helps you understand yourself even more to realize that you are giving unconditionally. And the other things are giving unconditionally too. If we have a situation down the road where he has a tendency to be not emotionally available, it's like going back to the foundation of this card reading itself, with a sense of humor and prayer will help the situation. And also the idea of realizing you created it. So it's the idea of taking a look at oneself too to see the truth of what's going on. Because I have a friend of mine who was going through some things, and she said that she was emotionally available, but she couldn't understand how come the guys wasn't emotionally available. But when we sit her and talked to her even more and found out she was still in love with an ex, then she wasn't really emotionally available. But she needed to understand that. But she was dead bent on, I want a boyfriend. So we knew that was kicking in, but she wasn't being totally honest with herself and the love that she was giving. She wasn't giving to the person she was with because she was still in love with somebody else, and that's where her focus and her thoughts was. It made a big difference. Okay, and the same thing with this one here. When it talks about positive thoughts creating positive results, it also, the next card besides that one, when it says that you created the situation and you have the power to change it, the card that's on top of that is to be gentle with yourself. That means sometimes we can get a little too crazy, expecting something to happen when we think it should happen, not realizing it's always going to happen in divine timing, which usually goes against what we're thinking. But when it does happen, it always seems to happen in our best interest. What's best? What's our best gauge? So that's what I'm saying here. You know, be gentle with yourself in the process of doing this, because we can be more hurtful to ourselves than we can to anybody else. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Mhm. It does make sense. I mean, I guess.
So I want to get.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to.
Your
say
final. Yeah, I was going to say your final card, okay, is Archangel Raphael. This one here says second opinion. It says, Dear God, Archangel Raphael, guide me to the best healthcare professionals for the situation. It's like people say, well, it says medical. Well, medical could be anything. It's the ideal of certain things that are going on around you besides this situation with this person.
Yeah, I had an allergic reaction. And it's something that keeps popping up like monthly. And I usually heal it with natural foods. It's like a food allergy issue. And that is something that has been happening for the past 3 months. I mean, I can heal it, but when it pops up, it's difficult because I can't know every single thing that's in food as much as I try. So that's something that I'm dealing with right now. And it's going away, thank God. But I'm a little apprehensive because I have to go out and be photographed on Tuesday. So I feel a little like, oh, boy. So that's something that I'm going through right now, literally.
Okay. Well, boy, it's kind of amazing. I was sort of thinking about these cards and going, it didn't make any sense to me, but it made perfect sense to her. So
yes, it did. I mean, I guess I'll find the right person. Like you said, I'll just have to pray for it. The right healthcare professional, just to make sure I'm being tested to know what I'm allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's also
exactly
why I was a little nervous about inviting him.
Right. No,
so,
I understand.
You know,
it's like one of the
I didn't want to get into health things on the show, but since you brought it up, I'm just saying that's the reason I'm nervous. It's not because
I didn't bring it up. Archangel Raphael did.
Exactly.
But
so it makes me feel like, you know, it's just weird. I just, yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he made a comment when we were talking. We had a long talk about when we were together, like, why we weren't together anymore. And I'm like, okay. And he made a decision to push me away, he said, because he just felt like, you know, for whatever his reasons were. And I'm like, well, that's your choice. Stop asking me why I did something when you just admitted you pushed me away. I just felt if you weren't interested, I wasn't going to bother you. And that was it. I wasn't angry at you or anything. I knew you were going through other stuff because you were mourning a relative, because he was mourning two people, actually. He had back-to-back, his best friend passed away and his mother. So that's why the goodness still feel, you know, I had the goodness in my heart because it wasn't bad. You know, things didn't end badly. So that's why I felt the connection still, because I felt enough time was passed and it was his birthday, so I don't know. I guess all the transitions that he said he had went through, I was just curious to see that what he said he was ready for. Like, do you see us being together, like, in the next couple of months or something? Do you pick up anything about that?
I do. I'm going to sit here and answer this one question, and then we're going to go on to other callers. But
okay,
you should let down your resistance, and you should look at the situation and say what you want to happen, but I do get a yes of something definitely coming here. And the idea of what he wants, I get the impression it's not the ideal what does he want or does he, you know, or what he doesn't or does want. It's the ideal that he really how we put this. I see the situation like this, okay? I'm just very tired today, so just work with me.
Mm-hmm.
I see that it's one of those things of calling somebody on their bluff. I've seen this so many times lately, too, where it's like somebody will sit there and say something. I don't know what I want. If somebody would just sit there and look at the person around the eye and say, you are so full of it.
Yeah.
You do know what you want.
The word is ready. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. Is he ready for what he says he wants? But the question, that's the proper word, ready, is what I really wanted to know.
Okay. That's two questions. Oh, I can't do it.
Never
I'm just
mind.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. No, when I look at the situation, I say, yes, he is ready. But don't let him pull you and say he's not. That's the point.
Okay.
It's when we sit there, when I sit there and tell everybody, I want you all to sit down on your little asses and go, breathe three times and say, what do I feel when I say when I think about this person? What do I feel in the process of going down this road? What you know, really seriously, follow your heart on this situation. You always see the truth. Like I've always said before, and it says right in this book, Archangel. It's called Angel Energy. It says section of this book says the exact same thing. It says, when you follow your heart, the mind will be spiritually illuminated. So therefore, you just won't feel it. What you're feeling, you also see. You look past the illusion to see exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, I had a girlfriend like that, too. I lived in Colorado. I sat there and looked at her. She said, I can't really get emotionally close to you. And I said, bullshit. You sit there. We met the very first night we met. We didn't sleep together as in sexual. We just slept together, but she also hung on to me because we had stayed up pretty late. She had drunk some more than she shouldn't have, and I was not exactly in the right stuff. I was exhausted, too. I'd been working all day in my shop. So we slept for a very long time, and the whole time of sleeping together, she wrapped herself around me, her arms, and she held on to me really tight. So she must have, you know, at that point, to sit there and say you can't get emotionally connect, get close to someone. You have to sit there and call them out and say, well, that's bullshit. And she's like, and as soon as I sit there and looked her right in the face and said, you're full of it, she said, okay, you're right. She opened up. But see, if that comment would never have happened, she would have sit there and been content to keep hiding her feelings. It wasn't until someone said something to the point of saying, okay, I felt very connected and very close to you, so therefore, just trust that and say what we got to say. Because me, being myself, that's what I am. That's what I do. I'm very blunt. So if I go against that, then all we're going to do is get bad results with the relationship because you're not being yourself. In the process, you're not being yourself. Do you really think the other person is going to be themselves? No, I don't think so. So we're trying to keep things on track, which means you got to keep yourself on track and say, okay, what would I do in a situation like this? I feel it, what I should do. And something told me I need to say, I need to speak my mind. And when I did, she opened up. And from the point of opening up, we got closer. In the process of getting closer, you start looking at things and realizing there's things that you don't have to deal with, and you let go of them. Then, therefore, what happens is all these blocks that you thought you might have between two people start falling to the wayside. And what happens when we lose blocks and those kind of things? We get closer. And that's what happens in the relationship. When you unconditionally love each other, these things just start falling to the wayside, or you start dealing with them, and you start facing the fear. In the process of facing the fear, you start realizing it's like that coat rack that you had in your corner in your room when the lights are off and you thought it was somebody else. But when you turn the light on, it's an illusion. It's just a coat rack. So we have to look at it for what it is. And the situation you have going on here is the idea of paying attention because you're getting a lot of good vibes and a lot of good feelings from this situation. And you need to trust those and follow through with them spontaneously to get the result that you're looking for. I guarantee you.
I definitely will do that because I feel good about it. Like you, I really do. You know, I'm nervous,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also like excited, nervous at the same
right.
time. You know, but like just
mm-hmm.
The whole ready thing. It's like, you know, just gotta
ready to rock and roll. No, I understand what you're saying. A lot of us have been there. I'm just saying, I said to everybody, in order to get to a point where you're really strong about these situations, I promise you, I've been through it many times, and it's just the idea of learning how to trust and realizing if you're right, you're right. But also at the same time, when you're wrong, you're wrong. I swear, it's like society's like that anymore, isn't it? I think the best example of it, which can actually work, be the best, be the worst thing, that work against you, is in the court systems. When it's been proven flat out, I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that a prosecutor or someone's wrong. Have you ever seen those people? They drag their feet. Oh. They just don't want to admit it. They're wrong. And I think that's setting a really bad example for everybody out there, even on the smaller scale, relationships and stuff. If you're not going to be totally honest with somebody, you're not going to get totally honest people back either. Like attracts like, so therefore, if you're looking for something to... My biggest thing I told people, too, is the idea when you write your list, first of all, make sure that you want that. Also, that you're open to receive exactly the way it's going to fall into place. But also, make sure that you are what you want. So if you've written a lot of things down in the characteristics of what you want in a relationship, you can't. I told you it's good news. If you write them down and you're not sure that you are them, you can become them. Especially if they're all loving qualities, because you're naturally a loving person. So more likely there's a resistance or some kind of a block that keeps you from being that loving person in that part of your life. So you just got to find out what it is, let go of it, and realize that that was the only thing holding you back. It was some kind of illusion of thing that you think you need to hang on to. Because I've had this a couple times, too, where people go, you can't always follow your heart because there's things you got to deal with. And I said, what kind of crap is that? If you follow your heart on everything you need to do, I mean, even the Bible says the greatest commandment is to love. So how can you go wrong?
Nope.
It's when you think about it. No, don't think about it. That's the problem. You stop. You start thinking instead of knowing what you need to do. Because, I mean, do what feels right, not what you think is right. Because thinking is something you've been conditioned your whole life of what society tells you you should do. You know, when you get a phone number from a girl, you shouldn't call her for more than 2 days. I always want to know why. Well, they might be a little overwhelmed. Well, do I want to be with a weak woman? Or do I want to be with somebody who's as strong as I am?
I don't know. Some people,
it's a rule.
They keep the person guessing.
But yeah, it's a game. And the people sitting there say, I don't play games. Are you sure about that? Because if you're following the worldly way of doing things, I guarantee in some sense of the word, you are playing games. To sit there and talk to some lady who sit there and said flat out to me, I said, I feel what the situation you're in and the relationship you're talking about. I have two people here who are not being completely open with each other. And she goes, of course we are. But you can't always do that. You have to wait till you get to know each other. Do you see how she contradicted herself? First she says, no, you're wrong. We are being open. But then she says, we can't be totally open when we meet somebody. I said, you just contradicted the first statement when you said no. So therefore, you're lying. So this reading is not going to be going very well because it's based on deception, not of me, but of you, but you're not willing to admit that you want to portray this picture to everybody else. You don't realize you're also not being honest with yourself. So if you can't, I say the first time you start listening to the world, you're disrespecting yourself. And we don't want to do that. I know I don't. So we look at the situation and say, what do you want? Me right now, there's a woman out there that I can feel so connected to that I want her back. I want that situation. But not just the ideal. I think we need to clarify these things too when we do get with somebody. That's what I was saying with you, with expectations, that you guys knew each other. Something happened between the two of you guys 6 months ago, and you don't want to let that get in the way. So you make a conscious effort to work with Archangel Michael, which came up in your reading quite a bit, where you say, Archangel Michael, could you please cut all the cords that are attached to me to the situations where I came out of, things that have been affecting me, because I'm ready to experience an incredible, happy, joyous, romantic relationship. And I want nothing to interfere with it, so could you please cut all the cords, even the ones I don't see, so therefore nothing will get in the way of what shall be. Thank you. And when, you know, I always say thank you, because people get freaked out when they say, oh, you're praying to an angel. No, I'm asking for angel guidance. If you look at the Bible, Psalms 91, if I'm not mistaken, says God gives angels charge over you. It doesn't really specify which ones. It just says angels. So I think, you know, when you have anything that's attached to it, like archangels, angels, guardian angels, I think they're all there in place for one reason. Even the Bible says that God knows before you even ask. So therefore, I think it's okay to talk to angels because I think they're there for one reason, because he knew you were going to ask for guidance, and you needed guidance, so they've already been put in place, just waiting for you to give them permission to help you. So think about those things. I'm serious. So in the situation, like you said before, I need to right, you need to pray more. So I was thinking the same thing. I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm looking for other avenues so I can do my radio show and work on my laptop. And right now I'm going through AT&T, going through broadband, which they keep saying you can buy $50, we'll give you a month. It don't last a month. Once all those freaking, that information that you're looking for coming through a computer, I think you have like KBs and KBs and CBs and all kinds of good stuff, and MBs coming through your computer, what you're paying for, right? So I was like, okay, maybe I need to pray and say, okay, guys, I need to find another avenue. This is not going to cost me an arm and a leg, because I think there's actually some place I could actually go through where I can work on my computer without, you know, really being overwhelming. And sometimes you got to look at that way. So, okay, I want to divert all the money I got into everything else, not in the idea of keeping my internet connection going. And when you sit there and said that, maybe I should pray more. I said, my friend does it all the time. When she has any kind of situation, the very first thing she does is she'll sit there and pray, and she'll talk to her angels and get guidance and find out that, you know, wanting to be led to the solution. I'm like, gosh, you know, I hear this all the time. Why am I not listening to? So when you sit here and look at the situation, that's what I'm saying. You listen, listen, listen. When I say the flip-flopping back and forth, too, to sit here and look at things and say, okay, I need to focus. But should I focus on this person? Is this person sincere? And the same thing happened again. I was sitting there thinking about this girl. I feel like she's my twin flame. Now I can't let go of that whole thing. And it's not because of the connection I have with her. It was also some things that were said. And I think if I wouldn't have been listening at the time and been angry because of the breakup, instead of looking at her, I made a conscious decision to sit down and really get to know her. Like you said, no expectations. When there were certain things going on, I still stepped back and looked at her. Not as a physical person I want to have sex with, but looked at the essence of who she was. And I think that's why the connection is so strong, is to make a conscious effort to really love somebody and realize that even if we're in the same room, we don't have to do anything physically. We just like and enjoy, you know, being together and just being together. And that was what I was saying. I was like focusing on the situation of sitting back and going, let's enjoy the moment to the fullest. That doesn't mean you go out and get drunk and all that kind of stuff. People say, I'm you know, enjoying life to the fullest because I just fell out of a flight of stairs. You know, I said, oh, really? I guess a 12-pack will do that to you. Huh? Oh, no, I drank a whole case. Okay, thank you. Thank you for bragging. But I was like, you know, looking at it going, I said, you're not, man. Because when you fell down this flight of stairs, you were out for approximately 20 minutes. That was 20 minutes of your life that you can't get back, you know? So I put all those things in a hole. So when I met this girl, it was just one of those things, sitting there going, I'm going to really, I think maybe it was because of my twin flame that I actually took those steps to actually get to know this person and to go get really deeply into the situation. And just make a vow to yourself to enjoy it to the fullest. Exactly what's going on at that moment, what's going on. To sit there and see someone light up when you say something to them. That's what we talked about yesterday, too, about life. And people said, well, you guys are having a relationship on Skype. That's not real. I said, well, then you're not real. Bye. You know, be honest and say, okay, what gives you the right, a person who's on the outside looking in, to give advice about what's going on the inside? No one is you, and you are no one else either. You are who you are, they are who they are. You're important, they're important. Everybody in this universe, everything, every person is as important to the balance of this universe as anything else. So you look at the situation of two people coming together, that's another form of balance too as well, of learning how to, people might think it's kind of crazy when you say learning how to be with somebody, but look at society right now. I think we need to listen, and we need to learn. We need to open ourselves up and really listen to the person that's with us, not just with our physical ears, but our spiritual ears, and also our spiritual energy of our hearts and the essence of who we are as loving beings, to see the person just for that, to always see them as a loving person. Even when they do things I think if you do that, then you'll understand them more. And you understand why they, when they do things that are not very favorable, you understand why. And I think I've seen situations like that too, where actually those situations are resolved quicker without putting any kind of anger into it, and just I'm looking for the solution. And I'm just saying, well, we got the duality thing going on. People think, you know, I got to do this, this, this. I say, when I sit here and say society and the world, the very first time you listen to them, it's a lack of respect to yourself. It's also the same thing, women and ladies and guys who are listening to their friends and family instead of listening to themselves. You're also disrespecting yourself, and also to realize those people, if you're disrespecting yourself by listening to them when you know you shouldn't be, they're also disrespecting you too. Because all they care about is pointing out the terrible things that can happen or reminding you where you've been. They're not letting you go, and you're not letting go of your past. And maybe those friends that you're hanging on to are a part of that past you need to let go of too. Because I had a lady told yesterday that I believe that we have friends in our lives that we acquire even when we have fears. So we have friends that were actually attracted to us because of the fears we have about relationships, whatever they are. And then when we do meet the significant other, our twin flame, I think what's happening is we're seeing things as we follow our hearts. We're seeing the truth about situations and people where we're going to understand who our real friends are, who are really there to support us, not control us, but support us. And you can see those things so clearly. Because usually when you meet a person on the other side, they have all the positive. That's what you're attracted to. That's what you said to yourself. I want to have the life that I was supposed to have and be in the relationship that I've always seen myself being in. And then you meet somebody and you're wondering, okay, well, what if this is it? Because it's nothing like I've ever had. Of course it's not, because you've made a vow that you want something different. So take it as accordingly, but it's also in the process of getting with that person, you're going to change. Just by making the decision, you've changed. But I'm just saying, look at his life. Or if it's, you know, guys can do the same thing, look at the women. You got a positive situation going on. Usually you have a guy, a woman, whichever it is, who have nurturing friends, supportive, and respectful friends, who that when they call up, if they realize he's in a situation or she's in a situation with their significant other, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and they have a tendency to go, oh, we're sorry, I'll call you back, or you call me back. That's respectful. They're not just respecting him, but they're also respecting the woman he's with and the relationship. And how you know that, you look on the other side of the scenario, you have a friend who calls up on his or her side who says, they demand attention. I'm your friend. You know, I've always been there for you. And they start making you feel guilty. They start pointing out, this guy here, you don't know nothing about him. He could be a serial killer. Yeah, I have a tendency to get a box of Cheerios and crush him. I'm a serial killer. So when I'm sitting there looking at the situations and started thinking about things, that's just pointing out that there are certain people in your life need to go because they're keeping you from where you want to be. So take that into consideration as well. And with your situation, just be observant, keep your eyes open, and go forward. I guarantee you, I feel like something very good is going to happen here. Mm. But we have to let down the resistance to let it happen.
Yeah, I hope so. I feel like I did by taking the initiative. I took the initiative.
That's good.
So that's why I said I did. That's why I said those things that I did, because those were big steps for me. To call him on his birthday, to actually make the plans with him. He was very excited, and I gave him a gift. So, you know, that's big for me.
Wow, you're breaking all your rules, aren't you? But think about it. This could have been. It's pointing out to you those were fears of things you didn't do in the past. But now it's one of those things where it feels like it's very important for you to do those things, to see your own strengths, to see that when you feel like you should do something, by getting the positive results you did, then you have confidence in if you do it again.
Yeah, I do. You know, I just wanted to do something good. Came from my heart, and that's how I felt. It felt like it was purely from my heart, and you know, there was a real spiritual connection there, and it confirmed it. So for me, it's just...
That's an important thing, right?
Yeah. He's going away at the end of December. I don't know. because I was just thinking about that. It came into my mind.
I just want you to sit here and look at one thing, too, with situations, okay? When I sit here and say that you need to focus on exactly what you want and focus on the outcome. If I focus on the outcome, in order to get that outcome, then the universe is going to basically rearrange or arrange things so that, therefore, that outcome happens the way it is. So don't be concerned about that because I've seen so many situations where people go, well, you know, this is going to happen. This is a definite. And then later on they find out it wasn't a definite. It changed as quickly as anything else could have. But we look at these things as so concrete, you know. Like, I got to go to court, and I got to do that, you know. And all of a sudden the court case either gets postponed or gets thrown out of court, and then you don't have to go again. But see, the point is you didn't see it coming.
I was thinking, it just popped into my mind because he had asked me if I was going to be in the same place he was going to be, and that's why. But no, when he goes out of town, it actually helps. He tends to reflect and comes back with everything seems to improve. It's strange.
He comes back with insight.
Yes, there you go. See, I can't find the words. I'm telling you. But yeah, it's like he comes back with this great insight and things, you know, tend to get better. So I was just curious. I had asked you about the next couple of months, but I guess what do you pick up in the next couple of weeks?
Really? Now we're down to a couple of weeks.
No, only because of, I guess, months, like the month of December is my question.
The only I can tell you is when I pick up on a situation, all I can see is surprises.
Okay. Good ones or bad ones?
Well, see, the point of the situation is it's like I was sitting here reading this number book, and I was reading in here 555s, okay? Now, 555... People, it kind of puts things in perspective here because basically what it says, I'm going to get it here real quick. Five. It says, huge changes are roaming through your entire life. To keep these changes on the highest possible course, be sure to keep your thoughts positive and stay centered in prayer and affirmations. So I got some surprises and some changes coming. What it's saying there, it's the idea of good and bad is your...
No, it's
human,
not good and bad. It'll probably
human,
be...
Well, it's a human way of looking at things, saying is this a good or bad thing? When it's actually just something that's happening, is it a good decision to go down this path? Or is it a bad decision? No,
well,
it's just a choice, the path you're taking.
You're right about that, I guess. No, because you know what it is I'm thinking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. But people call me all the time. I'm asking about my boyfriend has got me something for Christmas, or he's got me a birthday present.
I never asked those questions.
I'm so tired of answering this question.
I'd rather
saying
be
I can't
surprised.
Tell you that.
No.
Yeah,
I'd rather
surprised.
Be surprised. But what I meant was
surprise,
I was thinking, it's been craziness the whole year with surprises. And I didn't even, when I said bad, I didn't even mean him. I meant like, this is so much craziness. But I'm just hoping that the surprises are delightful and just, you know, pleasant. Because I've just been through a lot this year. So, you know, just...
Well, you give us a call back and tell us how things go, give us a little update. And please, take advantage of the prices we've got going until the end of the year. $33 for a 60-minute reading. And just sit down and do some really I think it's one of those things that I always say, it's like relationship counseling is very important in the sense of in the beginnings of a relationship, especially when there's some things and questions, especially right now, you're taking a definite leap in a different direction and doing things that you've never done before, which is basically helping you trust yourself when you get these feelings that you should do something because you're getting positive results when you do so. I'm just saying, the thing I keep getting the most is, it's been great to sit down and have a session with you. And I think two things I get at the top is the idea of some relationship counseling, but also the situation of understanding a lot of things in your life is in life coaching, but the kind of energy you're putting into this relationship, you can also put into every other part of your life. So therefore, you have success all the time, and you're constantly in a state of abundance, because people think abundance is money. Abundance is just accumulation. Accumulation of money, accumulation of love, accumulation. It could also be abundant. I'm abundance here of too much crap in my house. You know, stuff like that. So when you sort of look at the situation, it's helping people to understand that when you're asking for things, like when people ask for soulmates, and they keep saying significant other, I'm looking for my significant other, so I want to find my soulmate. This could be a contradiction on what you're trying to manifest, because you're trying to manifest a soulmate, but you're also trying to manifest a significant other. When if you've done this, run the definitions, what it means by a significant other is usually your twin flame. So see, you're contradicting what you're trying to do. So the pattern you're giving the universe and the angels to work with says one thing but contradicts the other. So it's the idea of learning how to just specify and get detailed exactly what you do want. And then the angels go, oh, okay, we got it. But they can only, it's like realizing angels can only work through what your perception is,
mm-hmm.
which can also be a hindrance. So you've stepped out of that whole thing. So that's what I'm saying.
I'll keep you posted, and thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
And you have a great night, and thank you. Thank you for calling us, too.
Thank you. Take care.
All righty? You do, too. Bye-bye now. Let's go to her. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break for a couple of minutes here. I'm going to play a song for you while I do that. It's one of those days where you drink a lot of fluids. So work with me here, and I'll be right back in about 2 minutes. And we're going to play a song for you by Journey called Be Good. Journeyman, and this is my show, Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. Welcome. It's now 12:51. Actually, it's 12:51 here on the East Coast, and we're broadcasting live from Ohio, Circleville. I don't recommend it to anybody to come here unless you really want to sit down and work with me personally. That'd be a great experience. But Ohio itself, that's kind of debatable. Anyway, we also have approximately, let me see here, trying to get this clip over. We have approximately 38 minutes left on the show, and I just want to make everybody help everyone understand. If you're in the queue, just stay right where you are. We will definitely get to you, so just hang in there, okay? Also, with the situation, we've been able to go over the show a little bit after the show is basically not streaming anymore, but we're still recording. So you're definitely, if you go back in the archives, you can definitely listen to yourself some of the things you might miss. I'm also going to start putting on my website, which I want you to go to my website, which is actually www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And some of the books I've been talking about, I'm going to start putting on, I'm going to get a page for that too as well. So when we talk about books and that kind of stuff, you know, there's a source you can go to. Check it out. Also, I have a link page too, where you can look at the links and stuff I'm going through. And I will consider focusing on donations, donating to the show to help us keep, the, you know, support us, keep us going, help us to actually be able to give more back. And the process of a vision came to me. Instead of going home, the going home fund for me to help us, to help me get home, it came up as going to England and going to this Arthur Findlay College. Is this something that I just feel like it's something we should go to? But then the vision came and said, you're going. And this would be something that could actually give you a chance to basically enhance my gifts by getting some additional information and schooling and teaching and just working with some other people who do the same kind of work. Because right now I'm more surrounded by family who do not approve. And I need to be with people that are spiritually minded, friends who are spiritually minded. That's the thing. So I was sitting there saying, you know, donate to going to England and Arthur Findlay College Fund and the show fund. And also I'm trying to get things squared on my website where we can actually take donations, where we can actually take that money and donate it to a family during the holiday season. So if you want to donate, just feel free to do so, because it's like we're all working together. Because I guarantee you, the idea of me going to Arthur Findlay College and honing up on my skills and maybe even finding other gifts that I have will do nothing but enable me to give back more. In the process of all the things that you invest in, you're actually investing in yourself. It's a big old circle. When you give, I guarantee you it's going to come back. And something's going to happen that you're going to be in a certain situation yourself of needing to know something, or just maybe it's just the idea of financial support coming at the right time. You never know. And I know for a fact that when I've donated and just give, it's amazing some of the things that do happen. Some of the miracles and blessings. I think we all need to sit back and think about that too and say, thank you, God, for all the blessings and miracles in my life. Thank you for all the angels and archangels, and thank you for the guidance and protection and help that you give every day, because really they are there. So let's go on. Let's go on to our next caller. Let's go on to area code 904. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what's your name? That's you, sweetie. 904. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And how are you? Can you hear me? Okay. We'll go back to that one. Okay. Let's go to... Actually, we're going to a Skype call here, and it's very loud.
Hello?
I think it's Lisa. A lot of L's there, I think.
Yeah, it's me.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I have a question, and it's related to relationships. So there is a guy that I was getting to know on a more, I guess, personal level. I knew of him before. He was trying to get my attention for the past few years, but I was always in a relationship, and I don't cheat, so I never really gave him that time. So recently he's been, you know, we've been talking on that deeper level, and we got into an argument, and he said a whole bunch of nasty things to me. And I just want to know, are we going to, like, reconcile or start over again, or what's happening with that?
So you had an argument.
Yes. What happened is... Oh, sorry?
When was the last time you guys actually talked?
Yesterday? Yeah, but it's kind of bad because he's the type of person who is... it's either black or white. There's no in between. He's overly sensitive about a lot of things. And, like, I get that, but, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
you know, I could only be me, right? I'm not really trying to change myself completely. But
right.
I just want to know, are we going to reconcile? Because I apologize is what I did for what I felt mm-hmm. I did, you know, and I was honest with my apology and I was sincere. But, you know, he was like, well, you know, you're a bad person and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, that's unfair. I'm apologizing to you. I didn't wait a week. I didn't wait a month. I literally apologized immediately. And I just feel he's being unfair. So I just want to know, are we going to reconcile or is this just it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
When I look at the situation, I would say yes. The one thing you have working against you in the situation is a false sense of, like you said before, there's only black and white. It's only one thing or the other.
Yeah.
Which, when you sit here and look at the situation, it's kind of being a little... It could be considered being controlling, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's how I feel sometimes. Like, I just feel like I can't really be myself. You know what I mean? It's like, I can't really do any... Everything I'm doing is wrong. It's like, okay, well, I don't like the way you say this, and I don't like the way you say that, and blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, I really don't know how to approach this. But, I mean, like I said, I apologized for what I thought I did wrong. And it was mm-hmm. a sincere apology. I even apologized twice. So I really sucked it up and I apologized. And I just feel like when I did, he's like, okay, well, it gave him the opportunity to be like, okay, well, screw you. I'm going to make you feel bad like how I felt bad. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like in some ways he's doing things to make you feel bad because that's how it made him feel?
Yeah, like what happened was I told him a certain way about how I was feeling about certain things, and mm-hmm. he's like, well, you know, I'm not really feeling that right now. And I was like, okay. I'm like, you know what? I'm deleting you out of my life. So I took him off my BlackBerry. Because like not to be bratty or anything like this, but I just felt like, mm-hmm. okay, I wish you would have told me that, because this is a question I've asked you before. And, you know, mm-hmm. you told me something completely different. And if I knew you were just into having fun for the moment, I would have never gone forward, because that's not what I'm looking for. And I made that clear. So when I mm-hmm. did that, I said, you know what, even though I feel he was a little shiesty by like not being upfront from the beginning, I said, well, it's still unfair. You know, I shouldn't just delete him like that or whatever. So I apologized mm-hmm. and I said, look, it was an abrupt reaction. You know, I shouldn't have done that. That was completely wrong of me. You know, can you just forgive me, blah, blah, blah. Because I immediately apologized. I didn't wait or anything like this. So mm-hmm. he's like, well, you know, you're a rude person and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and you can't always have your way. I'm like, well, I know I can't have my way, but I apologize. It's, you know, everything's fine. I'm fine. I apologize. Mm-hmm. So now he's like, well, I'm never talking to you again and all this stuff. And I'm like, I was really like, wow. Like, he said a lot of mean things. And I was like, mm-hmm. why? I'm like, okay, well, if that's the case, I don't even understand why you even bothered in the first place, because that's really cold for something so small, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we also have to look at the situation for what it is.
Yeah.
He's actually presenting himself to you in the truest form of who he is.
Yeah.
So therefore, I mean, I get the impression the conversation you're talking about, which is almost like asking somebody for an opinion, which he basically abruptly said he wasn't feeling at that moment, so he didn't want to talk about it. So therefore, he wasn't even listening to you. I mean, you're basically just asking for someone to listen in a situation or in a position he put himself into, and now he's reflecting back to you that he was lying, not being totally honest. And when he sits here and says you're a mean person, and he just started describing you, I get the impression, when I saw it, of a man who's describing himself.
Yeah.
So you can sit there and ask the question, do you see us getting back together? Oh, yeah, I definitely see that you could get back together. But the other question was, but do you want to?
Yeah, like that's the thing, you know.
He just told you who he is. He's not patient. He's not compassionate. not this time in his life. I'm not saying he can't be. And I say, I think that, you know, the Spirit of God is in everyone, but most people don't utilize it. And this man is definitely more of a worldly man who listens to society. And almost like he's a prosecuting attorney.
Yeah, well, he's into music a lot, and, like, that's his business, right? So he's like, well, that's what I want to focus on, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, well, I respect that, right? But because he always says, here's what he likes to say. He's always like, well, you know, people always want to just cut someone off based on a small thing. So I brought that up to him, and I said, well, you're the one who's always saying that. So now when the actual situation presents itself, you're being totally unreasonable. So I just feel as though he was probably offended that I deleted him because he feels like he's so special. So I think he was – I think personally that he was offended that I deleted him, and now he's like, okay, well, screw you. You know what I mean? How dare you delete me? I'm going to make you – that's how I feel. I could be wrong, but that's how I feel.
That's what he's doing. That's what I'm saying. It's like that was the question. And it's like almost like erasing the first part and saying, who cares? What you need to do is ask yourself, what do you want to do? What you're looking for, this guy is definitely not it.
Right.
Good or bad. I'm just saying he's trying to control the situation too much. And when we go deep in the situation of what his past looks like, we stop and say, we don't need to know.
Yeah.
We don't need any more information because all we need to know is what we should do, what we want to do. And I get the impression that you're not really hurt. I think you're more shocked because when he first presented himself, he didn't present himself in this way. He was even telling you that when people do this, it's very offensive, but when he does it, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I was really shocked because he was like, oh, you know, it was almost as if, I don't even know what his problem was. I don't know if maybe his friends were around or what it was and he wanted to put up more of a show. I have no idea. But it was totally, I don't know. I just feel like he was over the top offended that I deleted him because he feels like he's also special. So because I did that, this is like a payback thing. And I think that's very immature. And he's not a young guy. He's not like, you know, he's a grown-ass man. So I just don't get it.
He's a grown-ass man. I know. I get you. No, I understand what you're saying. It's like when people are going, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to act like an adult, not realizing at that moment you're not acting like an adult. You're acting like a child because you're basically, it's almost like holding your breath and slamming yourself on the floor, saying, I'm going to hold my breath until I get what I want.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what people see it.
Yeah, like that.
You've heard it.
Yeah.
You've heard it before. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. He was just like, well, blah, blah, blah.
Like,
Well, he did say he forgave me. He goes, well, I forgive you, but you're so negative. And he's like, you're so rude. And I'm like, you know what? The only thing that I ever say that annoys this guy is the word, I say the word anyways a lot, right? And
anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it's a word. It's in the dictionary. It's not made up. But he thinks what's the big deal? You know? But when I say that word, he gets so offended, right? And he's like, that's so rude. And that's so rude to say. And why is that even a part of your vocabulary? I'm like, well, it's not a slang word. It's a real word, and people use it. What's the problem? Like, just because in your past somebody, you know, a girl flipped you off and said anyways, it doesn't necessarily mean that when other people use it that it's negative. Like, I don't understand. Like, I understand
that's
that
what it means.
Yeah.
You know what it means is he needs therapy.
Yeah, like, I think so. Like, it's just always this constant thing. Like, I had him over, and I didn't want to have him in my bedroom because, like, you know, I have a child or whatever. And I said, look, I know that if I go up there, my child's going to wake up. I don't need to see nobody in my room. You know, let's just hang out down here. And he got so
it's all about his needs, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
is it
you're right.
About
you're
his
right. Needs? Yeah. And he got all offended. He literally got offended. And he's like, well, I don't understand. He thought that I didn't want him up there because he goes, well, you just think I'm going to, like, attack you or something. And I'm like, give me a break. I'm like, if you were really going to attack me, you could have done it as soon as you came in my front door. Let's be honest, you know?
And anyway, I'm going to beat the hell out if you try that anyway. So
exactly. Exactly. There's a bat in the closet. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
Yeah. So it's just like, I was just like, what is your problem? Like, he apologized to me. He goes, you know what? I am really, you know, edgy sometimes and high strung. He goes, yeah, apparently his mother tells him that, like, he needs to calm down. So it's something that he's aware of and he's, like, trying to meditate over. But still, I'm like, you know, I just feel it's ridiculous and I feel it's unfair. And, you know, like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I don't get it.
Well, see what I'm saying with you, sweetie, is the idea of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, do I really need to get it to understand? And asking myself, in a situation like this, I've always said, you know, follow your heart,
mm-hmm.
and you can see the truth. But also in the same situation, the same kind of scenarios, to see the truth is also to understand that this person, first of all, he wants to do things the way he wants to do things. He doesn't want to sit there and basically justify his actions to nobody, which he really, honestly, you don't need to. But at the same time, he wants everybody else to fit into that scenario. And he doesn't. So he wants you to respect him for who he is. But so we saw at the beginning of the show, but he doesn't respect people who they are. He's always looking to change them. Because why? Because his mom is like a freaking hen pecking at him to do the same thing as well. So therefore, instead of doing that, he has a tendency to go out and do it to other people. So when we look at the situation, what I'm saying is very clear. Cut it and go. Move forward. This person, in any kind of sense of the word, he's looking up for one thing. He's looking for gratification on any kind of level he can get it. I keep getting more of a sexual encounter because it seems like there's a lot of things he gets angry about is when he doesn't get his way, which is kind of funny. He looks at you and says the same thing to you and say, well, you should always get your way. Well, when I sit here and talk to somebody, I said, could you know, basically in the process of sitting down and talking about something, I do have a tendency to want to have respect of that person to listen to me, because my thing was relationship counseling. I would tell both people in a couple, I would sit there and say to them, if your significant other comes to you and says, I need to sit down because I feel like I have a problem, and you say, well, I don't see a problem, you're being disrespectful because the person's not asking you to see the problem. They're asking you to sit down because they want to talk about it from their point of view and they want someone to listen. If you're not willing to listen, then pretty much you've contradicted yourself in the process of being together and saying, I love you and I'm here for you. Because at that moment, you're not. And you need to take those into consideration, big time. And with the situation here, there's nothing to understand. He is who he is, you are who you are, and it clashes. So therefore, from what I can see with the situation, it's time to move on and cut this loose and just realize it was just one of those experiences of something you don't want, which was a reminder of what we do want, which is not him. So you need to go forward and cut this one loose.
Okay. And is anything, like, positive? Do you see anything positive coming into the future, in the near future?
No, your life is going to be crappy from this day forward, yes. Mm-hmm. But no, seriously. Okay, just don't be so serious. We don't be smug. But
okay.
I was looking at the situation and going, I really don't see anything coming in tangible until after the first of the year. But that's a good thing.
Okay.
You know, just enjoy. It's almost like enjoy you, your life, your surrounding, your friends, and that kind of stuff. And I feel like once you take any kind of expectations out of the situation, that's when somebody comes into your life. Because I feel like you're going to meet somebody before the end of the year. I just don't feel like anything's going to come out of the whole thing. Because I think it's one of those things that two people really enjoy getting to know each other. And it's one of those things that after the first year, it's almost like realization that you're in a relationship. It just happened, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take it that way. Alrighty?
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for the call. And it's one of those situations, you know?
Yeah.
Just the things flow and the things pop into place and that kind of stuff. And I was only going to say one more thing where I was going to say, you know, if you get a chance that you can take advantage of these prices we have for readings and stuff, I'd love to sit down and do it. Almost like I do a really extreme, intense past life with you. I think we could clear up some things for you.
Okay, cool. I'm going to check out.
Alrighty.
On your website, right? The PsychicXJourneyman.com?
Yeah, PsychicXJourneyman.com. Yes, go right ahead and check it out.
All right, cool. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Let's see here. I'm trying to get used to the boom. There we go. Well, these things happen very slowly sometimes with the situation. Some of the speed. Maybe it's everybody else on the computer tonight, too, huh? Internet. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Who the heck is this? We're going to take a break. If we can get this thing to move. Changes by Kansas. Check it out. Actually, yes. Sorry, guys. We'll be right back.
Something you did touch me. There's no one else to blame.
Guys, that was actually Yes, Changes. And actually, if you sit and listen to the song, it's all about changes in your life and how those things are and how the things have a chance to fall in place. And sometimes people are scared to death of those changes too, as well, not realizing those are the one things that could actually make the thing bring about the most significant changes in your life. So therefore, we got to do that. So let's put it all in perspective and say, okay, what do you want to do? Sometimes that's a hard question for people to answer. It really is. All right, just psychic extra. This is I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man, and this is my show, Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. Welcome everybody. If you're just now tuning in, you give us a call in here 646-721-9031, and get some questions answered. If you get in the queue right now and stay right there, we will definitely get to you. So therefore, just have some patience. Sometimes it takes a little longer with some of the people out here, but see, we're not about quality. You know, this is not a semi line. This is a real live show of actually helping people who are really live people. And, you know, it's very important not to just get half the truth, but actually answer that question to the complete fullness of all the information that comes through. Sometimes that takes a little longer than it should, but I guarantee you, when we get to you, we will give you the same amount of attention as well. So, therefore, think about that as well. But I also want everybody to listen. In the process of being in the queue and listening, as the information comes across, I feel like this information is affecting everybody who's listening. And if we listen intensely, maybe we'll get the answers to our questions without even asking them. And then maybe we could think about something else we could ask that we never thought about. Well, we'd have time to do so anyway. So think about those things that the answers can come across. And you can get your answers so easily just by letting down your resistance and listening. A lot of people, I've had some complaints of people saying you're taking too long. But just sit back and take a look at that situation and say, what's the one thing we really teach on this show is the ideal to be to thyself be true, not my neighbor, not some people who say this is what I should do. I have to also listen to my own guidance and go in the direction that I think I should be going into. You know, a bad habit of being an adult, making decisions for myself and what I think is best. Okay, and I do listen to my guides and angels, and it seems like everything seems to fall into place very easily. All right, it's 1:17 a.m. here on the East Coast, here in Ohio. And the weather's kind of freaking weird because we've been getting a lot of rain and that kind of stuff. So I hope it's nice and sunny in your area. So let's go answer some more calls. Let's go to, let me see here. Trying to get this list to pop up. All right. Let's go to area code 904. 904, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name? Hello? Hello? Hey, how you doing? This is Psychic X Journeyman, and you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Okay. We're getting down there on the time thing, so we're going to go on to somebody else. Let's go to area code 435. 435, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. This is Psychic X Journey Man, and
hello.
What's your name? Yes, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I've been doing, I should be doing here, I forgot. No one reminded me. I was actually looking up the numbers of your area codes to see what they meant in my angel book of numbers. And I don't think I've ever seen your area code before. It's actually 435. And I'm going to work 435. It's going to open the book up right to that page. It says, congratulations on listening to your inner wisdom and making healthy life changes. Your healthy choices are answers to your prayers. I even looked at the 436 too. I think it has a lot to do with what's going on in your life too, where it says the angels and the ascended masters have heard and answered your prayers, and your physical needs are being met. So with things going on in your life right now, how can we help you?
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We have been put on hold, isn't it?
Hello?
Carol?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
You sound
you
so
us?
Far away.
That's because I am. Anyway.
All right. Here I am. Sorry. Okay. Well, all right. Because I spent this whole week in my car, and I'm trying to... Okay. I'm homeless. All right.
Okay, let's get that out of the way.
Don't worry about it. Don't feel bad about it. Whatever. Well, anyway, I've been trying to kind of figure out myself and trying to figure out which way I'm supposed to go. And a few, like an hour ago, I realized maybe I should be going in the way of the shaman. So I was wondering, even though somebody else had suggested that I go back to school, but I tried school so many times, and I've not gone nowhere, and I'm not even motivated at this point to go back to school. So, but now I've got this idea about the shamanism, and I'm, like, wondering if I should just take, don't go back to school, but go under somebody else and teach and learn about, you know, the old ways and stuff. And I was, like, wondering what Spirit thinks about that.
Well, I get the impression that it says... the one card I saw the quickest was victory. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. And it seems like with that situation of having faith, of going and motivating yourself to go in that direction. The schooling thing, I feel like the reason the schooling thing is not really kicking in is because the idea of people keep pushing the idea of the whole thing. You keep saying, if you don't go to school, you won't make any money. And I'm like, you're so full of it. It's not to change your thinking that you change your life. And it seems like that's what you want to do more than anything else. And you need to do that. You need to follow through. And it seems like this is something you feel really passionate about doing in the first place. And I've always been told, and when you look at the situations, because I was actually looking for a book, and there's this book I thought was very important. Mm-hmm. If I could find it. It's driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. I have so many books. It's the idea of how I can't just find one. Let's see. When you sit there and look at the situation, there's a book out there by John Randolph Price called The Alchemist Handbook. And it talks about the five areas of your life that you need to focus on. And I said this last night, too. I said, I think a lot of people are trying to have success in all parts of their lives, but they're not really sure exactly what those parts are. So they don't have no concrete evidence of, okay, what is that? I have nothing to focus on. So I was sitting there going over things with people and saying, oh, here's the things I see. The first one is your spiritual life. The second one is your service to others as a true success in life. And also, the third one was your physical body. And then the fourth one is your finances, of course. And then number five is your relationships. Those are the five areas of your life that you need to be focused on to have success in your whole life. But the number one, two thing that you're thinking about is you're looking for service to others as a true success in life, where you feel like in the process of finding that service, not just will you be successful in helping other people, but you'll also have the success you've been striving for yourself. It's just the idea of understanding
right.
what that means, you know. And sometimes it's just the idea, and based on what it says here too, it says find that which offers you the greatest personal satisfaction and develop that skill and action to use that proficiency for the general good, which
right.
some people look for that connection to help people in a worldly way, but they don't realize anything you do in the process of your life purpose and focusing on giving service to others and giving of oneself, not selflessness.
Mm-hmm.
Selflessness is taking self out of it. We're talking about giving of oneself. Then it all contributes. It
mm-hmm.
all goes into the stream. The stream itself is universal. Like it's like looking at rivers. One goes into another one. A smaller one goes
right.
into a bigger one. It's a continuous thing. It goes on. It's mystifying too,
right.
isn't it? Why things happen the
yes.
way they do. But the point is, they do. It does. The rivers go in one direction. So therefore, it's also telling us, as in, why do we always use the rivers as an example of life? Because it always flows in one direction, forward. And that's what
right.
we need to learn to do too. And you got the situation you got going on where it's saying, Charmin, you need to go into this whole thing. But I think it's more of pulling you into a spiritual lifestyle because the materialistic world is not working for you.
It's not at all. And the more they try to pull me back, it's the more I feel miserable, unhappy. It's a definite
world.
I need to change. This is not going to happen. I'm sorry, y'all. And I want to be a nurse, but I'm like, you know, I don't know.
It's like, look at the situation, okay, guys? I don't care what anybody says. When you look at the imbalance and all the things that are happening, there needs to be adjustment. When you have doctors and nurses and all these guys making these humongous, all this money, $75,000 a year, doctor making $100,000, millions, driving Porsches and all kinds of good stuff. At the same time, the people they're helping are losing everything.
They're not getting better. Yeah.
They're losing everything, too. I mean, shoot, I got hurt in a freaking gym. I was in the hospital. I mean, I think I was in the emergency room for about 4 hours. $5,500. And I'm sitting there going, how can
no,
you justify
crazy.
That? I look at people and go, well, we have these machines and we have the x-rays and those things are expensive.
$800 Tylenol. No, I got you. I know what you're saying.
I just tell them flat out. It's like this, guys. I've had the same thing with psychic companies. Well, the reason they don't pay as much as they should is because we have all this equipment. And we have all this. I said, you know, that's not my biggest concern. I said, if you're using that as an excuse, that's what it is. It's an excuse to keep doing what you're doing, which is ripping people
right.
off. And I don't
right.
care.
A lot of people
so when you
are doing that, too.
Yeah, one thing you should also, too, look, sweetie, you should go and check into this one guy, Dr. Wayne Dreyer, and get this, whatever you can do, book. I always suggest you get the CD collection because it's a CD collection. I think the whole name is Excuses Be Gone, explaining that every time we come up with an excuse why we can't do something, that's just one excuse keeping us from where we should be.
Right.
It's a very powerful CD set or a book, whichever one you want to go at the whole situation. So I started listening to this thing going, it's incredible. Just sit here and think about the things we come up with. One guy had a chance to actually have everything he ever wanted in his whole life and also
uh-huh.
benefit his family and everybody in it. The only one thing he had to do is he had to move across country for it to happen. And he said, I can't do that.
No.
I just can't pack up my family and go. And people are sitting there going, that's an excuse. See, it's an excuse. See, if he would have moved and done exactly where he wanted to be at, he'd be working, and he'd be doing what he wanted to do, he'd be living where he wanted to. And what happens when you're a happy person? Everybody else is happy as well. But see, the fear of the unknown, of going down that path, was more powerful than him actually looking at all the good he was going to happen, which if you think about the situation of how easy it is for people, human beings, to actually focus on the lack of instead of looking at what they're going to gain. And we had a test where we tell people, go, okay, I'm going to give you some numbers. I'm going to give you a good example of how fast your brain will go to the lack of, which is basically all we do is we sit there and go, okay, I'm going to give you some numbers. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. What numbers are missing? Don't think about too much. What numbers are missing?
I don't know. You
okay,
went
here's
too
fast. Here's No, listen up. This is the answer.
I did pick up something was missing. I don't.
What's missing is you, to realize that there is nothing missing. It's just somebody giving you some numbers, your brain went right to the lack of and said, well, there's something missing, when there wasn't. But see how
it was something
there?
Missing, yeah. And, okay.
Exactly.
But it was me,
Okay, hold on for one second. We're going to get right back to you. I just want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for all the people who called, all the people that we've talked to tonight, all the people who've called over the whole last 2 years, and everybody who's out there listening right now and who's always been there listening. Thank you so much. And I want to sit there and thank you all and say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Have a very happy holiday season. Please donate to the show and donate to the Going to England and Arthur College Arthur Finley College Fund. Help me to get to England and also be able to take advantage of the college and stuff so I can actually focus on that. So I'll be able to give back more to you and all the people who call into the radio show and that kind of thing. And also, with the situation, right now we're having some really good rates. So give us a call. It's $33.33 for an hour reading, $22.22 for a 40-minute reading, and for a 20-minute reading, it's only $11.11. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com. And let's get back to our caller here and let's answer some questions. And plus, if you're in the queue, stay right there. We will get to you. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right here until we answer everybody's questions. So just stay right there. And with the situation, we're talking to you. What's your name?
Mm-hmm. My name is Keisha.
Keisha is talking to us live from her car, Mustang Corner. sometimes with the situation, people go, well, hey, you know, she's homeless. You should be nice. I think we should look at this thing and treat it lightly, because the more we look at the situation and realize we already know what the problem is. What she's looking for right now, I can hear it in her voice, I can sense the whole thing here, is you're looking for a solution of what's going to happen and what can you do. It's the ideal of saying, okay, do you want to keep doing this? Because in some sense of the word, when things happen to us, is because we're focusing on those things and they start happening. We start materializing and we start manifesting those things. So what we need to do is we need to change our mind. Like I said before, you're being really drawn to the spiritual lifestyle because I think it's the realizing that you feel powerless right now. And they're pointing out to you, your angels and guides are all saying, but you're not powerless. It's like the first lady we were talking to when she got the card. Do you have the power to create this and you have a power to change it? And so it's the idea of understanding the word dominion means you have dominion over this planet, yourself, and everything that goes along with it. And a lot of us have a chance to get away from that and say, okay, well, I can't do nothing about God or Jesus. And I'm like, well, that's true, but not true. It's like looking at the situation and realizing, like, working together as co-creators, okay? God created you, and he gave you all the things that, basically – it's like, for example, Jesus. Jesus could do all these things. He was also in human form. He was also on this planet. So are you. It says he's the Son of God. We also look at the situation, too, and say, okay, what are you? Were you not created by God, too? And is he not like their father? He's your father. Right. So therefore, you're daughter of God. I'm a son of God. We're all the same way. And Jesus came back to do one thing, to remind us just that. And it says in the beginning, you have dominion. You have all the powers at your fingertips to create the life that you want. We look at Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve decided to create a world that a lot of us are still ticked off about. But the point was they made a conscious choice, didn't they? Or did they not? They made a conscious choice. We can sit here and get mad. We can get mad at Eve because she ate the fruit of the tree. But shouldn't we also get equally upset with Adam, who also knew? But he still ate of the tree anyway.
Yeah, he knew better. That was the sin right there. He knew better. But
yeah, they said that.
It
even says in the Bible, we wasn't really in trouble when she did it. Because
did was incur childbirth pains. God gave her a period. That's all that.
But Adam had to put Adam had to put up with her for the rest of his life. But no, I'm just kidding. But you still look at the situation. The illusion was God never said you no longer had dominion over the planet. He never took that away from them. They acquired things. The reason they acquired those things because, as we sit there and listen to the serpent tell her that the reason God doesn't want you to eat the tree, then you'll know what good and evil is. Ask yourself now: do I really need to know? Because really, in their teachings, we teach is Jesus said this too: don't resist evil. the more you don't resist evil, the less power you give it. So therefore, it doesn't exist. It's a human concept. It's a human creation. People don't realize that. In the process of Adam and Eve eating of the tree, evil duality was basically happened. If it wouldn't have happened, then we'd only be focusing on one thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you start to look at those kind of things, if we sit there and go back to the spiritual lifestyle and realizing that we are spiritual beings, then we can all, realistically, duality does not exist either. Think about it. Duality does not exist. When we make a choice and a decision to go down one path, that's what we experience. We don't experience duality. And when we sit and look at the situations of confusion and some of the ailments that we have in life of imbalances, it's because people are trying to live everything. They think they have to experience all these things. People with bipolar, it's a person who's basically imbalanced. And the point of real, and I think sometimes in situations of suggestions from doctors, you're bipolar, you're imbalanced, and you know, but they don't tell you anything else besides, you take this pill or we have some treatments. They don't realize the idea of imbalance within one person's body. If somebody would encourage them to reconnect, well, actually, we should just say,
that's exactly what it is. They're not on their path, and they're taking another path, but they're supposed to be somewhere else. But we don't have the world or United States or whatever. We don't have the people, the knowledge people, the people with wisdom who's supposed to be in these positions to help these people, you know, back on their track. All we got people is just, like you said, just give you a prescription going about your way. And when all they really need is somebody to kind of redirect them in their direct, true, you know, path. Mm-hmm. Because that cause, that will split your mind. So I agree with that.
I'm just saying, what you need to do is you need to put down your resistance and just basically, the thing you need to do the most is start working with your angels, meditations, that kind of thing. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Utah, actually.
Utah. Okay,
yeah,
Utah.
Yeah, I just moved up here about a month or two ago, and I don't know, it's all right. I just got a job, so I'm kind of like, you know, waiting. But in the meantime, kind of thinking, trying to, because I'm feeling kind of, I don't know, confused, I guess, which way should I go at this point? So it's, you know, even with me staying here, should I even stay in this area or what? And then it's like, should I go back to school? But I am so through with school right now. But they're still trying to pull it on me, but I'm tired. I don't even want to go.
That's one of those
pushy
things. Is it also one of those pushy things where they say, well, the reason you have no success in your life is because you're not going in the right direction, and they're constantly trying to direct you in that direction that they think you should be going in?
Yeah, they're always trying to, it's a big old nasty situation I'm in, but it's like I'm tired. It's not going to work out for me. It's not me. But, you know, I guess I'm going to go back. I'm gonna try to take some classes with the shamans or try to go back to the natural life with the Indians.
Well, it's one of those things to figure out. Sometimes it's not the idea of trying to figure it out. It's the idea of just letting go and going with the flow in whatever direction you pull it into. For example, I was working for the carnival last summer, and I took a break from this kind of work, and kind of debating on that kind of thing, if I should even do this anymore. And in the process of working for the carnival, next thing I know, I remember one time we were down with the bunkhouses at the shop, and next thing I know, I was doing palm readings for everybody. We worked this one fair where I ran into this one lady who was actually selling insurance, and she had a nice little mist machine. It was really hot. So I sit down there, we're sitting there talking, and I did this palm reading for her, and she just looked at me, and she's like, she gave me one of those looks. I looked her right in the face. I said, "Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking." She goes, "Oh, really? What am I thinking? You're thinking, why am I here working for the carnival? I should be out there doing this kind of work because you're really impressed what just happened." And she goes,
"Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I do. I go around talking to people, and it's like while in the conversation, I be giving them readings, and you know, I just people just be like, wow, how does she know? You know, just like what you said. So, and it's like I'm so stressed now, but now I'm like thinking I got to learn how to." I had to learn spirituality, like what to do, how to put up my protection, you know, stuff like that, you know.
Well, that's just one of those things.
Not like hoodoo or voodoo, but not like voodoo, you trying to do some black magic, but like how to protect myself and how to cleanse my aura and stuff like that. You know, that's what I'm thinking I need to go into, huh?
Those are just techniques.
Yeah, that's what I was at, but I'm like, I guess I am kind of scared. You know, what my family going to say? I'm a witch doctor. You know, I'm be, and they from the Southeast, and you know, they kill people who are witches and stuff. You know, in Durham, they still got a witchcraft law in Durham. They could put you in jail for doing the stuff I'm talking about. So,
I don't know. Laws are sucky.
I guess I am kind of scared, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's one of those things. What you got to do, you don't have to broadcast it from the mountaintops with what you do. It's just the idea. When we talk about doing chakra clearings and aura cleansings and certain ways of connecting with angels, that's just living your life. It's not learning how to live. Sometimes we've been.
Oh, it's too late. They gotta know. Trust me, these people are crazy. But I was kind of wondering what you thought.
First, what you got to do is you got to look at the situation and make a decision to yourself exactly what you want to do, no matter what anybody says. And also to realize those people are just basically telling you who they are. And yes, there are witchcraft things. And what's so bad about some of the laws is there's no they're too lenient. They're just too open for interpretation. So it could go either way. So what you got to understand in the process of learning dominion, which is your birthright, that you can pretty much dictate the way the world's going to be, even to you. And believe me, on that whole situation, I've had a lot of people who come to me for readings and stuff. They actually come from the church. When I was living in Colorado, we had a church right behind us when we had this shop. I had a partner. And it wasn't, I think it was every other day somebody was walking in our shops, and it was basically wanting to have a debate with us. And when you get to a point where you feel very strong and passionate, and you really feel like this is what you need to do and it's what you're doing, it's like working with the angels will do one thing. They'll also help you to realize that the gifts and the things that you think you need to learn have always been a part of you. It's just the idea of having the tools and the techniques to actually utilize those things. And believe me, it was kind of, I think some of the people that came to our shop were mad because of our passion, but the idea of bringing God into the situation, when you talk about psychic mediums and that kind of stuff, that just made them even more ticked off. I used to have a Bible on my table.
Well, I think that's what I'm going through, what you're saying, exactly what you're saying. People coming up to me just mad at me. What are you mad at me for? You know, I don't know. I don't understand.
That's what
it,
I'm saying.
But I guess
what you need to do is you need to understand that you are here to do what you're going to do. And just a lot of people, I have a daughter like this too, who's very gifted, but she refuses to have anything to do with it because of what people think. You know, that's one of those things. I always tell people, you know, you look at the situation of gifts. Some people, you can call it a gift, you can call it a curse. Well, maybe the point is you need to learn how to let go. And also, like you said before, with protection, I've seen situations with people, like you're talking about people attacking you. You know, I don't have that really a lot anymore. And I think it's one of the reasons is I'm also making a vow, saying, okay, the reason I'm doing this is because I believe that I do this because this is what I'm destined to do, but this is what I love to do. And the process of love and sending unconditional love out to everyone and everything, like some of the books I was telling you about, found a nice little prayer. There's one here that says, today I send love to the world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. We forget all those things, and I start focusing on those things. How would you like to have the world right at this moment? You would like it, like in the idea of sending out unconditional love to everyone, you would love to get it back, correct? So when you center focus on those things, those are the things you get. And then your family, sometimes what that happens with my family is they just don't talk about it anymore. And if they choose to do so, then they have to understand that if they're not a part of my life, it's because of the choices they've made, not to respect one person's decision to do what they got to do. Especially if we're all adults. For all adults, it definitely falls into that category of saying, okay, you think this and you think that. Well, I have to do what I think too as well. And to sit there and get mad at me because you say I'm not listening to you, I listen to everybody. And then I do a bad, I said, for some reason, you think it's a bad habit for me to make decisions for my own self.
Right.
And if it didn't have nothing, I guarantee you all the advice I take in and listen to, it all has something to do with the outcome. Just because I didn't take all your advice, that's being a little self-centered, don't you think?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying you need to do. Don't put yourself in a situation of being guided where you got to go. And then open yourself up to whatever happens, whatever guidance it is. Because sometimes you get guidance from people that don't make any sense. Because we've all been taught that certain professionals, that's the title, professionals. We don't realize that every person that crosses our path is a learning experience. And once we realize that.
Yeah, that's what the lady was saying. Yeah, I know. Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I'd be like, what? Because I did have another reading, and she brought up a guy. But I was like, I'm over him, though, I thought. And she was just going off of him, and then she was talking about, and then she, another one that went into the schooling thing. And I was like, oh, I don't mm-hmm. even feel it. I don't, you know, but I didn't try to be nasty or anybody. I just went on and,
right.
and you know, just went ahead mm-hmm. with the reading, no. whatever. But, yeah, but I was just like, oh, goodness, never mind. You know, but I really appreciate her time anyway. So, you know,
right.
but I guess I realized in that I really didn't want to go to school. Maybe that's why I crossed her path, so she could tell me and for me to make up my mind, do you really want to go to school? Because at that point, I was
exactly.
like, I don't really want to go back to school, and I don't really want to go back to him. Why is she bringing either one of these things up? So,
well,
I don't know.
Sometimes a learning lesson is to trust oneself. So you hear
yeah.
this, and it says no. And you have to trust.
Yeah, it like, where did she come off with this?
mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, yeah, okay. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. But we have to get on with some other callers here, too. But I'm just saying, with the whole thing,
yeah.
that's the one thing I get with you the most. It's just to let go and let yourself go in the direction that you know. It's like not even thinking about it. You're going to be pulled into a direction. It's just, I think sometimes it's the idea of learning.
I feel it
how to
now. It's
system.
Like pulling me, like, yeah, why are you even on the phone with him? You know what to do. you know? Mm-hmm. You know it. My
right.
head's like going, yeah, it's in that direction, the shamanic. Direction, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I feel like the light in my head is still a little, it feels like it's being pulled, like, yeah, and it feels so light, you know, not
well,
like heavy,
yeah.
that it's like, oh, man, I got to go to school, oh, but it's so light, and I'm being pulled there, you know, from my head, right now, as we speak, as a matter of fact, you know?
All right.
So.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, man, thank you. well,
oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You so much for your time. I don't want to waste it all. I know you got other people on the line anyway. So, yeah, I just want to, I guess,
well,
validation or confirmation as to what I was thinking, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before,
yeah.
thank you for calling. Yeah, call, give us a call back, give us an update on how things are going, because I just feel like the first year you're going to be giving us some good news about some of the things that are happening in your life right now anyway. So,
okay.
get back with us.
Well,
okay?
I'll look out for that.
All right.
All right, well,
all
thank
right.
you so much. You have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I must hit the wrong button. All right. Yeah. There we go. Let's see. We're going to wait till the wheel stops spinning. All right. Let's go on to... Let's go on to... Let me see here. Let's go into area code 386. Welcome to the show. Hi, this is Psychic X-Journeyman. And what's your name?
Hi, Donnie. This is Sheena. How
Sheena, she's a regular caller.
yeah, and you take my call every time. I appreciate you so much.
No, you're welcome.
Sometimes I just want to, you know, have someone to talk to late night because I just
okay. No problem.
But I actually do have a question about my finances or whatever. There's like a hold up on some things that I was expecting financially, like a big lump sum of money, and I don't know the amount, and I haven't heard from them. There's lawyers involved. And I haven't heard anything, you know, from them. So
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, when do you see me hearing something? Like, I got, you know, November, and it is, November is almost over, and I haven't heard anything yet. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering what's going on, what's the hold up, and, you know, when, getting in a little
right.
impatient.
No, I understand what you're saying. I was just sitting looking at the things myself and just kind of like, sometimes you get a lot of variations in the whole thing where things are going back and forth, where you get something happening after the first year, but also keep getting something's going to happen soon. I do still feel like there could be communication before the end of the month. That's probably why you're picking up all those things too, because they're all possibilities.
Right.
Sometimes I look at people and say, okay, you're getting all these possibilities, so therefore it's almost like guidance is saying, you need to focus on one of those scenarios. Maybe that would be the one thing that would help to bring about a solution. Because we're kind of leaving it to chance here, when maybe we should put a little twist on it. Okay, I think we should definitely get a call before the end of the month. And it's still not too late.
Right. I think the reason why I feel like that is because anything is, you know, possible, because it's like up in the, like I'm not in the loop of what's going on. The lawyers are not letting us know, you know, anything, just sending us paperwork and having us notarize it and get it back. So that's why it's like so many possibilities that I'm thinking about. But then I know also that, you know, I want this money to come, and, you know, so I'm like, it's one of those things where it just, you just don't know when. And the fact that we don't even know an amount yet is kind of irritating, you know? It's like an estate, and it's being handled in another, it's being handled in Georgia. And as you know, I'm in Florida. So the attorneys are.
That can drive you crazy, huh?
Right, yeah.
Do you ever think, do you ever have those thoughts in your head and say, I wish I was in Georgia right now, maybe I could push this thing along?
Yeah, I totally, because I could just diddy bop on down to the office and be like, hey, I need some information.
Right.
But I can only call. You know,
well, the cards are saying you should have some truth and integrity with yourself and patience. It actually says that these things, it's like one of the things, looking at the situation and going, things are going to happen very quickly when they do happen. Okay? Because I got the patience card, but it's talking about your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. So it's the idea of something's going to happen very quickly and very soon. And it's the idea of putting yourself in a situation of not letting certain things overwhelm you. You know, people have a tendency to hit the lottery and they start thinking about all the materialistic things. It's only the people who actually have longevity with the lottery are the ones who give back, who give to charity and that kind of thing. Look at more what they can do for everybody else than what they can do for themselves. And at the same time, they still do for themselves, of course, to give that more self-worth to what they're actually doing for everybody else. Because I don't think you can really do anything for someone else unless you're giving of yourself. So therefore, you have to give to yourself to give something back.
Right. I think that if I was in the range of lottery money, you know, if this money was like in the range of, you know, lottery money, like if it was something like, you know, lottery money, you know, how people win the lottery in millions. If it was in that range, I would have, you know, no problem with, you know, giving back. And even with whatever I have, you know, whatever is coming, you know.
Do you have any idea what is coming? I mean, any kind of ideal?
Well, okay, at first, when we first got notarized, you know, the notification of any monies being left through an estate, it was approximately $100,000 that would be split between maybe 15 to 18 people, and it went. That was approximate. It went from approximately $100,000 to there was more involved than we thought, but we just don't know the amount. Because see, what happened was it's a family member that passed away that had no will and had no kids. So it's to be passed down to the next of kin before they could even get a glance of what was all in the estate, what was involved. They sent out letters letting us know. And getting us to sign papers, giving the lawyers permission to go into the estate and find out what's exactly in it. So we did that. We gave them permission to do that, but they have not got back with us and let us know what's all in the estate. So we've done our job with, you know, with giving them permission to go in it and divide it, but they haven't got back with us and let us know how much, you know, it actually is that I had called and I asked if it was property involved, and it was I was told it was just money and that it was a lot more than what they sent in the letter. There was just, they had to state an amount, you know what I mean? You know, it's like, no, I don't.
I don't know, the one thing I was picking out the most for the situation, deal possibly. I will sit here and say the one figure I keep getting without them, somewhere around that figure for you.
Wait a minute, I couldn't hear that. I'm sorry.
That's too bad. If you miss it the first time, I'm not repeating it. I'm just kidding. But, no, what I got was I got the impression that the whole time we've been talking to each other and you've been talking about the sum of money I've been getting, it could be somewhere around
$5,000?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of difference in there's a lot of variations in the situation. Almost like in the process, the more you look into the more they look into the situation with this person who passed away, the more things they start. It's almost like they're finding more things. So things are constantly changing all the time, and the process of things changing all the time. That's why the information and the conversations and the things you're thinking of people who are going to be coming to you. These certain variations change everything, so then they have to go back and reevaluate. That's why things are not happening as quick as you'd like them to.
Okay. Well, I kind of figured that. Since the last time I talked to anybody about it, she was saying, well, as soon as we get all the paperwork back in from all the family members, then I can... Then I can figure out what I need to do. And I'm like, what exactly is that you need to figure out? You know, she's like, I just figure out what I need to, like, she didn't want, you know, want to. But $5,000 is really not a lot. I'm hoping it might be like, you know, another zero on today.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying, but that's what I got, so.
Okay.
Sometimes you look at the situation and go, okay, I'm sorry, I wish it was more. But it's one of those things, you're going to have a lot to work with in the first place. So sometimes when we look at the situations and what's going on and what's not going on, sometimes there are some nice surprises that change everything. I was looking at the cards, too. I saw you about the cards. I was saying truth, integrity, patience, and also peace. This is Archangel Samuel, which is the angel of love, where it talks about peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So the idea of peace of mind is also a sense of loving oneself, to realize you don't have to put yourself in that kind of confusion and that kind of put that kind of stress on yourself. But there's also talking about career transition, where it says your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change in your life. This is Archangel Samuel too. So it shows like in the process of focusing on what would be the one thing you'd really like to do, as in if you start a business or something you do for yourself, but I also get the impression of doing something for someone else. Even if it's just giving $20 to a charity, they're saying that both are very important, because also I got Archangel Michael says you are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved. You're very loved. So it's like looking at the situation, asking yourself the process of actually getting this money to come in your life, to also trace it back to at the time this all started happening, what was you focusing on? To help you realize that when you focus on things, they do happen, and you do get solutions. This year, this card is actually, this card is titled Remember Who You Are. Okay, and then it says your final card in this nice little three-card pyramid talks about crystal clear intentions. This is also Archangel Michael, where it talks about be clear about what you desire and focus upon it without unwavering faith. What's going to point out to you was, okay, here, we're going to have some money drop in your laps. But in the process of also focusing on your desires, you also notice that your desires still happen no matter if you have money or not. And it shows you how powerful you are to attract everything you need.
Okay.
So it's focusing on you, more on you, your desires, what you want. I don't see any hints of relationships and that kind of stuff, which is, when I look at the cards, it makes perfect sense. And the process of focusing on these parts of your life, those would be certain things you need to do. Like Archangel Shamuel is the angel of love, loving relationships. And then we have a career transition card, which is Archangel Shamuel. What would be on a career transition card? Because not your life purpose is not just something you're supposed to do for life, to help other people, but it's also going to be something that's more than likely you love to do too. So in the process of you loving more of what you're doing, instead of doing what the world tells you need to do, which makes you miserable, the more happy you are, the more you give back. The more you're able to help people, not just by the service you give, but they also learn from the reflection that you give, because it reflects in your own life. It gives them motivation to do what they want to do too.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Like, lately I've been able to manifest things faster.
Mm-hmm.
In my life, it is just, you know, and the crystal clear card being with my intentions. What do I, you know,
really?
What is it that I want to start doing in my life? What it, you know, I need to have intention, clear intentions before this money does come. What am I going to do with it? You know, things of that nature. But
definitely.
I feel like it's going to be a blessing in disguise. I guess I'm just depending on it right now and waiting and at a standstill for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you're probably going to get a lot more coming after the first year, but you're going to hear some, definitely going to get some information. A lot of things coming before the end of the year to indicate just those things. But I just say, I also feel like in some sense the world too, we have a lot of things that are people worrying too much. So, you know, when I say worry too much, people are like, I'm not worrying too much. I said, are you worrying at all? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but isn't that normal? I said, nope. You shouldn't be, that's when they say you're worrying too much, it could be simply the idea you shouldn't be worrying at all.
Yeah, I'm a big worrier. I've been that way since childhood. Just worry. And if I'm not worried, I am worried about why I'm not worried.
Wow. I'm just saying, with the situation, everything going on, it's just the ideal. Like I've said a lot of times throughout the night, it's just one of those things you just simply let go. And things are going to fall into place, and they usually fall into place just the way they were going to in the first place. It's just that our thinking sometimes makes us think it should be happening in a different way. But everything always seems to fall into place just the way it needs to.
Right.
And as soon as we let go and realize that whole thing, that's when... Sometimes that's when people say this, that's when the miracles and the solutions happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the angel, he said, what was her name, the love angel? Well, we've talked about that a few times.
Really?
Well, your relationship coming up or with a potential romance.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice reminder in that it came up in the cards.
They were talking about that, something like that happening after the first year, right?
Well, there's someone now, but it's not progressing.
Wow.
Like, I like it. Like,
okay.
I would like it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's one of those situations. Like I said before, I just feel like the one thing I keep hearing tonight is just the idea of letting go. And everything fell into place. And I just feel like all the things that are supposed to happen, they will very quickly. It's just the idea that one factor. When you let go, you're definitely going to change the outcome and the timing on all this stuff. I just feel like the once you let go and release it, the idea of even getting a phone call that quick, where it could be in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And like
right.
In my mind, it's so hard to let go. I don't know why. I guess, I don't know, is it because I'm a control freak? I think that I want to control things because I don't want things to happen that are that I don't like. I don't like change. I don't, you know. I'm trying to get out of that and be more open to life. Period.
Wow.
You know, things just happening.
Mhm. No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying when it says let go, that's the key to letting go. In the process of letting go, I've seen the same thing too, where we're trying to basically manipulate the world to go the way we want it to. And it's just when we start noticing that things about ourselves, and we know it, that's when we need to let go even more to realize that maybe the reason things are not happening as fast as we wanted to because we refuse to let go, to let them happen, and that we're the key factor of why they're not falling into place.
So one last question. Do you have any angels around me right now?
All the time.
Yes.
Because you're so stubborn.
Oh.
So what you need to do is you need to sit down and meditate and open up and just feel it and listen. I think if you really take some time to actually meditate in the mornings, focus, and in the process of meditation, you're actually opening yourself up. If you want to, you can ask Archangel Michael for protection and just say, hey, be with me, be by my side as I'm doing my meditation. So therefore, the only thing that comes through is God's love and wisdom and nothing
right.
else. So therefore, you're protected, you're safe, and you're good to go. And I guarantee you, you'll get some good results of people coming to you and saying hello. Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel... I also get Archangel Uriel, but also Archangel Chamel. Well, that's Icon Chamel, but it's actually Shamuel. When that angel comes through, you're definitely going to get some results here with your life purpose, but also they seem to go hand in hand with your relationship. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I had a visitor here I don't know if it was last night. I think it was last night. Well, I don't know. It was the presence that I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it was...
That was Archangel Michael.
Okay.
That was Archangel Michael. So
yeah.
If you look at the situation, some of the things you've been going through with healing and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of putting into perspective and understand what's going on. It's the idea of angels around you, helping you, protecting you, and guiding you. So therefore, it's time to sit down and... I always tell people, just sit down and talk and communicate with them like you were best friends. Because they've been with you, most of them have been with you your whole life anyway.
Yeah, well, he was standing behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the presence so strongly, like it was right behind me,
mm-hmm.
you know, standing over me.
Wow.
And it was... Yeah, I was just like trying to feel whether it made me feel uncomfortable or, you know.
I'm just saying.
Well,
sometimes with situations like this, like when those happen, that's actually a good time to sit down and meditate.
Mm.
Like I said, okay. Like I've told everybody before, too, to listen, okay? Also to feel what you feel within your heart when you pick up on these things, and they'll tell you if it's... a good or bad thing. You can ask your angels and even God to start to say, okay, I have a presence around me where you want to identify it, and it will definitely be something that will be brought out of the dark.
Right.
And you'll definitely know what it's all about, so you can trust it or not trust it. And when you start doing that, then you'll have a pattern of when things happen like that later in your life, that you'll know exactly what it's all about. Alrighty?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Give us a call back and tell us how things go, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Let's see here. Poof. Sometimes it takes so long for things to clear out before we can actually go on to the next one. So let's see what happens here. Poof. Come on. That was interesting. All right, let's go on to our next caller, and that would be area code 305.
Yes, hi.
Hello, 305, how are you? Yes, I can.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. How can we help you? I can tell everybody. My friends call me Donnie. So what's your name?
Mine is Marie, and I wanted to know regarding a love interest if I'll be hearing from Lou and when.
And where are you calling from, 305? Where is that at?
Florida. Sunny Florida.
Is that Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. I was actually looking up 305 in my angel book. 305. Doom, doo, doo, doo. I'm just, you know. Here we go. 305. God and the Ascended Masters walk right beside you through every step of the changes you're experiencing. So it's the ideal understanding that you're going through things that you are thinking in a different direction. That's what I keep getting. The idea with Lou, I keep getting that's a very intense situation in the first place. A lot of things going on around you. When was the last time you actually heard from the dude? If I ask?
February.
February?
Mm-hmm.
February. I get a lot of movement that's happening around the situation, but the idea of actually having contact, I'm not really getting that coming in very clearly. It's exactly where to focus on the situation. Why does it do that? Anyway, let's throw some cards down for you. I'm going to have to throw them. We can put them down, but I'm just saying.
I've been keeping in contact with his mother every couple of months. I'm supposed to call her this week or sometime soon. And I haven't asked about him yet.
Okay, what's the situation? What's unfolding? Go ahead, sweetie. 52?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the situation that's going on? What do you want to happen?
Well, I want him to call me. I want to hear that, you know, he's separated and filing divorce.
Okay, but no, what I want to know is, what do you want?
I want to hear something. I want a lifelong relationship with him, a love relationship.
But what's the final outcome?
Good.
Something you want unconditionally.
Love.
Yes. You get the impression with the situation that you're going to, but it's also the idea of stepping out of a little bit more.
Stepping out of what?
Well, it says romance. So definitely, when you look at the situation, everything's going to be good. Everything's going to fall into place because it's saying romance. So usually when I get romance, it's usually an indication of something definitely coming back together, and it's definitely with the situation. But it's also looking at Lou as being something as in the process of changing, of being something different. So it's the idea of looking at the relationship of two people coming back together, not the idea of coming back together, but like it was in the beginning, coming together. Because
mm-hmm.
basically what it's saying here is romance. But what I'm going to do real quickly is I'm going to do a three-card small pyramid reading for you, which is actually three cards. I put two cards on top of that and then a final card. So we're looking at the situation and realizing that the cards are saying, romance, remember who you are, which is Archangel Michael, which basically says you are a powerful, loving, created child of God. You are very loved. What it's saying here, the situation of what you want, is the ideal. That's what you should be focusing on, nothing else. Everything else will, in the process of saying, okay, I want... What do you want? I want to be with Lou, with him loving me unconditionally in a romantic, deep, loving relationship, marriage. And then what we do is what we focus on. We don't focus on nothing else. We don't go on the between. The between part we're supposed to be living, what's going on, that kind of thing. But also in this card it says, you are a powerful, loving, creative child of God. What that means is you have the power to basically determine the outcome of the situations and the results you're looking for by putting yourself completely into it, by making a commitment right now with that before you even get the commitment from him. Because it's also the third card is talking about Archangel Michael too, where it says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. It says crystal clear intentions. What are your intentions? It's the ideal to be loved, but at the same time, you're also saying that in the process of me getting what I want, and being able to have that kind of life, I also get to do that and give those things as much as I want them. And then there's things I was saying before when I sit there and focus on the situation, people have their lists and characteristics and all the things they have in their journals and the people they want to be with and the kind of situations they want. They don't realize that you can take it as deep as you want. You can focus on the characteristics of the person you want to be with. You can also focus on the characteristics of the relationship. You can also focus on where you want to live, how you want to live. You can even sit here and specify the kind of neighbors you want to have. I sit here and told a person one time I was actually even focusing on the ideal desires, which means I am a person in certain situations that when you're with somebody, there's certain things that you like to do to express yourself back and forth. So what you do is, in the process of focusing on what you want and those kind of things, you also get descriptive in what you want. If you're a person, say you're a very highly sexual person, and there are certain things that you'd like to have in the relationship that you didn't have the first time, I've actually gone that direction too as well and written those things in my journal as well and actually see those things happening. So when you start thinking about these things, a lot of people will sit there and say, you can't really manipulate people to do what you want. I say, when you focus on what you want, what you're really doing is you're tapping into that person too and what they want. And maybe in some sense of the word, with sexual encounters and things that are happening, maybe there was a point where the person felt embarrassed or just never had the opportunity to explore certain things about themselves, and all of a sudden the blocks and the walls are let down, so therefore certain things are expressed, which has a tendency to do is it brings people closer together. Even if it's just one of those things, it's like if you want to get back with somebody and say, okay, what I would like to do is not do anything until we get married. To actually focus on your book and focus on what you want and not be surprised if a person comes back in your life and says, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to wait on certain things until after we get married. And you didn't have to say anything. The work was for you to write it down and actually see it as a possibility and to realize there is no impossibility.
That's so funny you said that because I am writing a book.
Really? Tell us all about your book.
Oh, it's still in its very infant stages, really.
Well, give us an idea of what kind of topic we're talking about. I was sitting there going.
A mixture of fiction and nonfiction, romance, comedy. All kind of wrapped up into one.
Oh, it kind of reminds me of my ex-wife. But just kidding. Sometimes when I was reading one of Dorian Virtue's books, and she said as she was writing this one book about Ascended Masters and the Archangels, where she has prayers and meditations at the end of each chapter, she said as she was going through that whole thing and they were putting together and that kind of stuff, and she was actually going over these meditations and prayers and stuff. And actually in the process, she was actually connecting with these divinities and deities too as well. She said she noticed it was a very positive day that she was having where things just seemed to fall into place and that kind of stuff. Then she started getting a different perception about time, where people start asking about time, not realizing that if we have dominion over the planet, over the world, life itself, and this kind of things, those are also part of that. So therefore, what was the saying they said? It was, if you think you have enough time, you're right. If you think you don't have enough time, you're right.
You're right.
It's perception. So, you know, when you look at the situation, what do you want to happen in this relationship? It's like looking at the situation. When I sit here and tell people flat out, to sit here and focus and go, okay, the person that you see yourself with, when you focus on that, and do you see a future? And in the process of seeing a future, how does it resonate with you? Do you get a vibration of a warmth within your chest area where you just know beyond the shadow of a doubt? Well, if that's the case, then...
Being without them has been extremely difficult, extremely difficult. I think if I had to do this again, it would kill me. I really do.
Yes, I'm just saying.
Now, I'm just a little apprehensive in terms of if I've handled things well, you know, thus far. I did keep in communication indirectly with him. And now in the last few weeks, I've stopped that. One of my things was that, you know, I've been waiting to hear from him and let him know that. Mm-hmm. And he's not ready to communicate directly with me, only indirectly, and that's not working for me. So I told him, finally, I just said, well, you know, I want love in my life, not out of it, and right now it's out of it, obviously, because he's not in contact. And I said that I'd give until the end of the year, and after that I had to move on. I didn't know what else to do, what else to say. I'm thinking, well, thinking like a business person, you want to achieve a goal, you set a deadline, and this is what I did. And I'm hoping that it helps and, you know, puts a little fire under him to at least, you know, give me some communication. Let me know what's going on.
All I'm saying with the situation, the two cards that came on top of the three I already gave you was soulmate and comfort. But this is Archangel Azrael. I'm helping you with your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So it's like looking at the situation of asking yourself if you've actually confronted and faced exactly why you're not together. Because they were also saying that...
He won't talk to me right now. He's in the process of doing whatever he's doing, I believe separating and... working on a divorce, but there's finances, and she's resistant to everything. And his mother hasn't said a word. And this next conversation, I may ask how he is and see what she says. Do you think she'll give me any information?
Yes, she will. She gets some resistance sometimes, but she's not too sure. But then again, she feels within her heart that she should, so she will.
That's good.
I look at the situation like this, too. The one thing it says here, too, is retreat. The final card says retreat, which means step back from the situation and let things come to you.
That's all I can do.
Look at everything and say, you've done everything you do, right? But the idea of making hasty decisions and say, well, if it doesn't work the way I want to, I'm just going to forget it and move on. When what you should do is just go with the flow. What happens, happens. Because, you know, the idea of putting...
Yeah, I don't want to move on. I don't want to meet anybody else. I really don't.
Well, just put it in perspective like this, sweetie. You sit there and look at the thing and go, okay, you say love is not a part of your life, but love is part of your life because you are. And that's what the whole thing is. It's the idea of having this intense love for that you have for him. But you also, you know, you need to give that love to yourself as well before you get any kind of really good results where a person's like, I don't want to talk to you. I want to take this. And the idea of it could actually be... more in a line of him protecting you. Sometimes we take it defensively.
That's what he is doing. I know.
Yeah.
And so I know any attorney would tell him, well, you know, you're going to get a divorce, get rid of the girlfriend. You know, you can't have that. You know, not there was anything really
going
on. This
is also lawyers talking as a worldly way of understanding one thing. Mm-hmm. We can do what we got to do. We can do anything we want to. Just think about this, what we were talking about before. If we can actually manifest anything we want to do, any kind of thing, without all things, any kind of scenario, any kind of situation, to sit there and drop back into the worldly thing, even for a little bit, do you get the best results in the situation? Still slows things down where they could actually happen faster, but we just stick to our guns and say, no. I can actually basically have the power to basically dictate the outcome of the situation and how fast I want it to happen. It's just the idea of me letting down the resistance to do so. And that's why it says retreat, let go. Because a lot of people, I sit and tell people flat out, I am not saying give up, I'm saying let go. In the process of letting go, you're detaching yourself from the situation because your fears have told you that you have to hang on to it tightly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not going to feed into our fears anymore. We're going to listen and follow our heart and what we think we should do, what we feel is right. And what's right now is...
That's why I kept emailing him for so long, you know, and I finally, you know, I know in my head that I should have stopped months ago, but my heart just couldn't stop. So finally my heart was able to stop. I just don't know, you know, what
I'm just saying, try it a different way. Just try to proceed and come from a different direction. You know, normally sometimes we have a tendency, we call, we're going to do all this. Da, 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 da. When it actually is the idea of realizing that if we can actually sit still, be still, and everything come to us. It even says that in the Bible, be still, and all things that you need, desire, and want will come to you. It will be a part of your life. It's just that you have to let down the resistance to also see it as well. So when you see a vision, a feeling, or something that comes to you all the time, let that resonate with you, and let it pull you in the direction you need to go to, so you don't have to do anything, but just be aware. That's nice.
I worry that, you know, by calling his mother and being in touch with her, that he may see that as me pushing. And I'm not pushing her. I like her. I miss her. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, put it in perspective, sweetie, and say, okay, I'm calling your mama for one reason. I have a relationship with your mother.
Yes, and he can't do anything about that to stop it, not that I think
right.
he wants.
You know, take the proper steps in doing what you're doing right now, in the process of saying, I need to end this, so do that. But in the process of listening to other people tell you that you have to control everything, it's a freaking lawyer. Of course they're going to say control everything. Now, that's how they've been. That's what they've learned to treat. I have a tough time listening to lawyers, okay? Because anybody who goes to school to learn how to lie, which they actually do teach them that, you know, right?
Yeah.
They teach them how to separate the lies from the situation. So it doesn't matter who it is you're representing, that you can be impartial. So it doesn't matter if he's guilty or not guilty. It's just the idea of giving him the benefits of the law. You know, the one thing that bugged me the most to see a prosecuting attorney, and actually he wasn't a prosecuting attorney at the time, he was actually this lawyer, and he was representing this guy who had told him that he wasn't a serial killer, he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Then he found out later on, they found pictures and stuff in his house that the cops didn't find. And it said that, well, you have to be ethical about the situation. So therefore, you can't give the prosecutor that information because it's unethical. I'm sitting there going, hold on. It's unethical to give them evidence that actually shows that your client's guilty, and by not getting the information, he's going to go back down the street and start doing this stuff all over again.
That's insane.
How can we use that word ethics in the same sentence, okay? But did we also – yes, we did. But I was just saying, I was thinking to myself going, did we give you what it meant in the book, in the number book on your area code? I said, yeah, we did. So I'm sorry.
Yes.
But
I think you –
yeah.
I'm just wondering what kind of time frame am I looking at before I hear from him, because you didn't see anything coming up right away. And it's been a long time already.
I said this to somebody before. I was working on this one company where the lady comes in the room and says, when do you see what my future husband, what's he going to look like? And I said, that's your job. That's your responsibility to basically dictate that what's going to happen. It's the same thing when I get here with the person saying, we're not picking a lot of information up on this whole thing, because it's basically saying, you know, be friends with the mother, but just be a friend. Don't ask for anything. And in the process of being friends with her, she'll tell you everything you need to know. But also the same situation of having that relationship with her, you're letting down the resistance and focusing on being grateful for having that kind of friend, that it opens up the door for everything else to come in too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how the resistance is of letting down and realizing, okay, what do you want? Just simply say it to yourself like this. I said this the other day. The girl that I want to be with, I put it down as saying, I want to be with this person. I want this person to call too. I want them to call and then have a nice conversation. And within that conversation, things happen and we are together to the point where I can say, thank you, God and angels, for me and her being together and having this happy, loving relationship and marriage. And some people go, well, you're not married, and I'm like that. But we're visualizing in our minds and seeing it just that way. So therefore, we can picture it. It also says if you can picture it, then it exists. By letting go of it and letting down the resistance, it will be a reality, and you'll be living it. Because you're living it in your mind, we just have to bring it from that point, resonating through your heart of how you feel. I love that woman. And I'd love to be with her right now. So we put it in the now and say, okay, what would you like for her to call you? Now. Because it doesn't matter what day it is, every time I focus and say, she's going to call me now. Doesn't matter if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every time I say now, it's still focusing on what's happening now at this moment, now. So it's an easy thing to do. It's just, you have to realize, we don't say, well, say Monday. Why do we want to wait till Monday? We want it now. And we don't say it in a mean way where we're demanding it. We're saying when we want things to happen, the only thing that exists at this moment is now. There is no future. There is no past. Yeah.
Which is why it's a gift.
Exactly. So we sort of look at the situation and go, okay, unwrap it. And what do you do when you unwrap something? You sit down right then and there and you start taking advantage of the situation. Oh, look what I got. Look at it that way. Look at the anticipation and go, okay, I'm looking at the girl I'm talking about, Ruth. I'm sitting there looking at her as I can see her. We're standing right next to each other. Or no, we're actually face-to-face, looking at each other's eyes and going, okay, this is what I saw and now it's happening. It's happening now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we were in each other's presence, we were very happy.
Picture yourself talking on the phone. And I tell people all the time, this is work, because I do it with work. I'll sit there and go, okay, I want to start getting, because people, I swear, I don't realize how much they're dictating their own lives by stupid things they say. I had a friend of mine And I don't mean to say stupid, but it's stupid in the sense of the word. That you're, as you say these things, they're going to happen, and you're going to get mad later on because it's the way they happen, not realizing you said it. And I was sitting there talking to her, and she goes, I want a psychic source. And there's like 30 other people on there. How am I ever going to get any calls? I say, stop thinking about the world and start focusing on your reality, which is what's in front of your face right this moment. What do you want? And obviously in that situation, she wants people to call her. So what she needs to do is focus and say, okay, what do you want to do tonight? I want to do 20 readings. Okay, then say that. I want to do 20 readings. I want to sit down and do 20 readings tonight. And when I sit there and I'm done with work, I've got my 20 readings and I got the income I've always focused on, and I'm happy. This will make me happy, and I would love for this to happen. And don't be surprised if it don't, because I've done it before, too, where I'll sit there and visualize the one on Keen where it has you can do chat. And what I do is I'll picture that little screen will pop up and say, Keen chat request. So I start visualizing these things in my head. And next thing I know, somebody starts contacting me through there. Same thing with this company I work for, Random. When I do that, there's a little thing that will pop up, and all of a sudden it starts doing a countdown until you click on it. So I'll picture those things, and when I click on them, those are private readings.